For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. Guys, we are back in the saddle. We're supposed to have a guest here. He is not here, so it's just the three of
this
us.
This is the most empty I've ever seen the studio.
Yeah, I'm a little sad.
Yeah,
where
it is kind
of. Where are our friends?
Is this the end of the era? Hey, Aaron.
Are you guys closing again?
Is All Things Comedy getting a divorce, too?
Guys, big week going on. A lot of stuff. We got the NCAA tournament. My album's about to drop. The Diabolical, the 2-disc CD, is available this Friday. It's available for pre-order right now on iTunes. Go get some.
Tourney starts today.
Does it?
Yeah, the play-in games are today.
Oh, fuck. There's
two play-in games today. There's two play-in games tomorrow.
God,
so
dang
that doesn't
it.
Affect your brackets. Because most brackets, you don't have to pick the
playing games?
Yeah. It's just like, so-and-so and so-and-so versus Kentucky.
I think so-and-so is going to do really good this year.
My BetTSI money is on him.
Who do you think is going to win?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know, because we were talking about it on the way here. I really haven't gone through it too much. I could see Kentucky's tough. Gonzaga's playing good.
Tough.
UCLA's playing good. Michigan's on a hot streak. I know they're like a 7 or 8 or something.
I don't know how Michigan State got into the tournament, to be honest with you.
Are we talking about horse races?
Nope. So how's your week?
Hey, Sugarfoot could win the whole tournament.
Sugarfoot could. What'd you do this week?
I went to Six Flags.
Went to Six
and
Flags.
I got a new car.
Again?
I saw you got a new car. Congratulations.
I got a nanny mobile. Actually, I really liked your car. So I wanted a little, mini SUV. I copied you.
What'd you get?
I couldn't get a white one, though.
Why? What'd you get?
Because she's not Armenian.
Bro, did you go, bro?
No, they only had black or gray.
So you got,
for,
what?
The deal they were offering me, a Subaru.
What'd you get?
What do you mean, what'd I get?
What color?
Oh, it's gray.
That's a good choice. Black is bad.
Yeah,
just get it dirty
so
quick.
Hot.
Gray
my last
dirt
car
better.
Was black, and it was...
Is it silver or gray?
You hated your last car.
I hated it.
It was like a brand new car. You had it for like 2-3 years, but you hated
it
from the day you got it.
We were driving, and a week after I got that car, someone crashed into us. So like from that day, I was like,
did you get a lot of money?
Gonna be jinxed. No, we got no. It was just like they fixed it, but I was like, I don't want this car now. And from the last 3 years, of
from
horrible.
That point, you had it like a week, and from that point in time, when you got rear-ended, nothing ever worked right in that car again.
Everything fell apart on that car.
You want to throw that car under the bus? Who was the manufacturer on that?
Nissan. I hate it. And they're a horrible dealership to deal with.
They're really bad. Hold on. You got in a car accident and you didn't sue anybody?
It wasn't bad.
Doesn't matter. You act like your back is jacked.
Actually, my neck
can't
did hurt
walk,
bad
and
the
you're
next
probably
day,
gonna
remember?
Die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually couldn't
right?
move the next
I've never
day.
Been the
I
same
can't
since.
You didn't ask.
I've never been the same since.
Yeah.
I told him, like, let's sue everybody.
Sue everybody.
I don't know. I had a miscarriage because of
look
that car accident.
Who is late?
I had a miscarriage because of
we
that car accident.
We thought you moved home.
Yeah, we thought you gave up. Johnny Woodward walking in quietly, a little late. Yeah, the studio's quiet. There's no Pollyanna. There's no guest.
Renton also is getting a divorce.
I think we're just used to 17 other people. We almost have a studio audience.
I kind of feel sad and alone.
But for years, it was just like 3 people doing a podcast. And now it's, the room is full of people that are on the fake payroll.
Our studio was like a clown car. It was just packed with idiots.
Yeah. For the last, like, 8 episodes.
So what have you been up to, Tebow?
Did a couple shows. I talked about this before. I can't say too much about it because I had to sign a confidentiality thing. But I did a couple shows at a hospital over the weekend. And that's not even a dates out the gates, which I have some more of that coming. But that was an interesting vibe.
So you're not joking?
No, I'm not joking at all.
Real.
Well, I thought I'd like, you know, I've been hanging around with Steve. Well, I've been hanging around with Steve Simone, and he kind of got in my head about doing nicer stuff like that.
Right.
So I did one at a hospital, which went great. And then I did one after that.
Why did it go great? You get free Jell-O?
Ice cream.
Oh, snap.
Unlimited ice cream. Unlimited
That's
ice cream.
Why you go to the hospital and get then, some of that Jell-O. Holla.
And then I went to do one after that, like at what I was told was a rehab. And I'm like, oh, that'll be great. You know, I have some fucking, you know, familiarity with that kind of lifestyle. And I could relate to these people and all that. But it didn't turn out to be that. It was a detox for a couple days before people went to a rehab. So let's just say their attention span was on other
things. So it was like pregame for rehab.
Yeah.
Are they puking and shaking while they're watching you, too?
You know, I'm not allowed to. I had to sign a confidentiality thing, so I'm not allowed to say what happened too much or where it was at. I guess
okay.
It's more that or
you
people's
can't
names.
Say anything.
So, yes.
I'm going to make it up as I go. Okay. He goes in there. Yeah. People are throwing up, calling for Jesus. Guys are having shanks. Large black men are running, tackling patients who are trying to stab people. It was a great gig.
You're pretty close.
Yeah.
Except for when you say people.
I use
that term loosely.
What?
Because it was only like, there was more comics than people, and there was only 4 comics.
I thought you meant aliens. Like,
oh, no. Let's not get into any of that.
Spirits,
let's not get into
ghosts?
The GSP thing.
No, were I'm any saying hot no. drug addicts there?
I mean, this one guy was okay.
You guys, GSP's so cute. He was on UFC Unfiltered, this real GSP, just to clarify.
What do you mean? There's only one GSP, and that's the one that calls
it. They were like, what'd you do with the last 3 years off? And he goes, I was very into paleontology. I was very into dinosaurs. And, like, really thinks that show was a big deal.
It might have been in Canada. Maybe it was.
Two episodes.
Hey,
it might have been. Hey.
But he thinks that made up for 3 years. I love him. I think he's the cutest. I think he's like a little boy. I want a nanny.
Yeah, that is how I see
it. You want a nanny GSP, a large gay French robot?
If anybody would
like
need, he seems like he would like his sandwich with the crust cut off.
Totally.
Yeah. He
I
was
have
also.
A GSP listens to techno and rubs baby oil on him in the mirror. Anybody else have that?
Well,
feeling?
We're positive on the baby oil. So now it's really just doing some investigating about the techno.
Does that turn you on at all? Techno and baby oil?
Not really. No. Oh, you mean her.
No.
Did you see that Bisbing called him out and he was like, I don't know what you've been doing, chasing aliens or whatever you've been doing. I was like, yeah, the aliens.
Your trash talking is not that good, Michael Bisbing.
You're making an embarrassment of yourself.
You are not as good as Conor McGregor. It's just like they're trying to make a fight interesting and it's... are you interested in it?
I'm
interested in GSP.
Michael Bisping?
You're talking GSP Bisping or McGregor?
I'm talking Michael Bisping, GSP.
I'm interested in both of them.
You're interested in that fight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
Well, it's a title fight, and it's the GSP's return to the UFC. We've been waiting for this guy for 3 years, not to mention he's a big fan of our show.
Yeah, I mean, I support him.
Any title shot I get, I'm into. Did you see that thing? Who is it that's like getting kind of snubbed on? Is it Romero?
Yeah, because
fight win streak and look at that list of ten people.
They had that fight lined up.
Pretty impressive.
He's fucked some dudes up.
But guess what? That fight doesn't make the money that GSP's return does to Canada.
I saw a funny Tommy Toehold video on UFC tonight, like about all that, how everyone's getting screwed, and it was like him saying that and Anderson Silva.
Are you nervous about where the UFC is going?
Yes, I absolutely am. Yeah.
Do you think it's like starting to enter like a very like disorganized era? Like they don't know what's going on?
I think that they don't know who their fans are anymore. I think they don't know who their fans are anymore. And I think that can send the ship off course.
You know what? I think When they stopped showing porn stars at fights, I think that's when it really went downhill. Anybody with me on that one?
that's absolutely.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember. I don't really have. I mean, all of Tam's timelines are earmarked by events in pornography.
Right.
Dude, when they tried to get people to vote on condoms and porn, everything took a shift.
Yeah, everything really went
Dude,
downhill.
When you couldn't
from that.
Show your butthole on Tinder anymore. It just Tinder wasn't the same.
But I do think that now it is no longer about the best versus the best, number one versus the champ. It is about whoever circumstantially has the belt versus whoever can make us the most money and get us the most fans, but won't piss off the real, real, real fans too much.
How many interim belt fights are we going to have to watch?
Oh, just kidding.
All of that shit.
I feel like there's going to be just two belts per division now.
Division? I think they should have more belts. I think they should have a belt every 10 pounds.
Well, it was very interesting.
Rogan thinks that, too.
I agree with that as well. It's a good point,
Sam. Why not have more champions? You need champions. Why not every I mean, the jump from 170 to 185 and then 185 to 205, it's like, why? Well, I mean, like,
GSP said
too much.
GSP said in an interview that I read over the weekend, that was also on Bleacher Report, he goes, we will see a time when somebody dies from cutting weight. Where someone's going to get dehydrated.
I've already had that.
Yeah, but I'm saying the UFC as a corporation will see, because you're forcing people's hands. Dude, who doesn't want to be the champ? Who doesn't want to fight for their livelihood, let alone their legacy? How about I need to make some money? You know, I got maybe 10 fights left in my life. Like, I got to maximize if I'm a fighter, hypothetically speaking.
No, in your real life, how many fights you got left?
Maybe I make it out of this show.
Don't get red. Nurmagomedov's lung wasn't getting blood pumped into it.
It's shit like that. Shit like that where people, and it's all those tweeners where you're like, dude, let this guy just fight at his natural weight. But you look at fighting at your natural weight, and there's a fucking heavyweight that's cutting weight, and he's going to be walking in at 235, and I'm going to be walking in at 204 barely.
Yep.
So now I'm forced to cut weight at a lower weight class, and I have, you know, physiologically a problem cutting weight that much, and you're going to see shit like that.
Tebow, you don't have problems cutting weight because you have that crack metabolism.
I could fight, but I could fight at 105, but it would be hard for me to cut 8 pounds.
Do you think Tebow would have a chance against Dimitri Mart?
No.
Come on.
Dimitri is Martin.
Yeah.
Hell no.
How much you weigh?
The comic, yeah. The Dimitri Martin?
Mouse. No, the Mighty Mouse. What's
but you said the comic. Let's do them both first.
Okay,
I could kick the comic's ass.
Yeah, I would help you.
Mighty Mouse would fuck my butt.
I would
he
help
would
you.
Be like on you, like clinging on you like a koala, just killing you.
I'm like, I dabble between 155 and 165.
So if he came out 125 and you came out your natural weight, you think he'd kick your ass?
In all. Fucking
Absolutely.
Quick 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I think Cyborg would kick my ass.
Hey, how's your rib? Tate broke his rib.
Why? How did he break your rib? Fucking.
It still hurts.
At the comedy store, Tate told me that threw you into the wall and you guys knocked all the pictures down. You guys need to get it together.
So what was
that?
Did he mount you and take you from behind, slow, sexy style?
He was like getting a little chippy, and you know me, I can't have that.
So
I thought it'd be funny. Like
you had a shot?
No, I saw him talking to somebody, and I come up behind him. I go, I'm going to fucking tell Yusef and Adam, and then I'm going to go, hey, watch. I'm going to go beat the shit out of Tate. Hold my fucking coffee or whatever. And then I jump on Tate's back. And he first, you know, he couldn't see who it was. He's looking this way. He's looking this way. And then when I landed on, like, this side of him, and I kind of got him in a sneaky Kimura, like, unbeknownst to him. Like, we were, like, the way we landed, it'd be like, ring around the rose, you know, like, we have our arms. But I fucking used all my weight to get his arm behind his back. Thusly, he realizes, oh, I'm actually in a compromising position. And, like, every YouTube video of a little puppy that's, like, fucking around with the big mom dog, and then she eventually is like, I've had enough.
Not happening.
And he just picks me up with both arms and just slowly, like an anaconda, is squeezing.
And he feels like steel.
And I had my arms to my sides like this, so he is slowly shoving my elbows into my own ribs till I heard something pop on this side. And then I haven't been able to sleep for 2 weeks.
I saw him the next day, and he couldn't breathe. And anytime he was laughing, he was like, oh.
It still hurts when I laugh, when I cough. When I cry, when I beat off, when I breathe, when I sleep, and when I'm awake. That's other than that, I'm pretty, it's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
So when you beat off, it's like, ow.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
That's how it is anyway.
That's what I was going to say. I think I hurt my rib, and it's way worse.
I just think that you call every sex position in the compromise position. That's what I think.
It is. So I get my back taken a lot, let's just say that.
So Fahim is lost.
Oh, is he texting you?
Should we call him?
Does he have the address? Does he have a working iPhone?
Let's call him. Let's see what he's doing.
I don't like when people ask me cross streets. I'm like, put it in your phone.
His phone doesn't work?
He says his phone isn't charged.
Then why are we calling him?
Well, because he's texting me. It's weird.
Oh, it'd be faster.
Are you here?
Okay, Johnny, can you
Johnny, do you know Fahim?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to send out our guy, the Gimp. Yeah. Oh, dude, he just...
Hey, guys, we should play a joke on Johnny. Let's play a joke on Johnny.
Okay.
Let's move the whole studio into another whole building.
In 2 seconds.
I know. He comes back. It's just gutted. There's nothing in here at all. Just one swinging light bulb like a fucking torture room from Homeland.
Any spoiler alerts?
I've got a bazillion of them.
Yes.
I saw Logan, which I love. I think you saw it.
I'm supposed
one
to
of the best I'm Marvel movies in a long time, huh?
A podcast right after ours, and yeah, we're supposed to. I'm supposed to talk
so
about Logan.
So good, I
By
love
the way,
it.
I think Logan is the story of me. Okay,
I haven't seen it.
Oh, about an illegitimate child?
No, a furry, angry guy who has skills to kill is a complete drug addict, alcoholic who will probably end up Ubering,
and is too old and close to death.
Yep,
that's pretty good.
Does Logan Uber in the movie? Is that his career when he's not busy?
He has an app.
No spoiler alert, but he's driving a limo around the whole time, and he keeps getting shot up, and then he finds this girl, turns out to be his daughter.
Oh.
I knew that.
So
I feel like that's in the preview.
Charles Xavier dies. Blah, 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 blah,
what?
Blah, blah, blah.
Someone did it to me on the TV on Twitter. I'm like, fuck, why'd you ruin it? But it's still a great movie. I thought the acting was great.
Great movie. I liked Get Out, if anybody hasn't seen Get Out yet.
Was it good?
Where'd you watch it? How do I watch it?
I have a stolen thing.
Aaron, you're giving us a thumbs up to what? Get Out?
Get Out. It's great.
Why was it good?
It's great.
Because I think it's like if a comic wrote a horror movie. Or if a comic was a magician.
So it was funny?
No. But we get set up in misdirection very well. That's why comics like magicians. That's why comics like, I think, horror films and stuff like that. It's like, because we understand misdirection and, hey, look over here, and then we get you with this.
Right.
Some of it was a little obvious to me, but, and I like the idea of a horror movie being written by a black male who the evil person of all evil is, white women.
Have you seen it, Sam?
You just spoiled it for me.
No, I didn't. Watch the trailer.
How did we see it? It's in theaters?
It's in theaters.
I didn't know that.
It's like $100 million.
You act like it's a
How
ghost
do I see movies?
Spirits.
I thought it was on HBO, you guys.
How do we
I
see
this? I didn't know
this?
It was
Where
a
must we
in
go?
Theaters movie.
It's a movie yeah. theater
Can
you pay for?
Can I come over
it?
And watch on your illegal device?
Totally.
I don't want to pay.
No.
Rude.
But just you know, just to make it be sure you're clear, the illegal device is my balls. So
I have to climb into your balls to watch this movie.
No, I just project it onto my balls and you gotta stare at my balls.
That's fine.
You've been there before. You know your way around. Well, join us in studio is one of my favorite comics. He's got a new special out on CISO called There's No Business Like Show Business. It's available now. What is the promo code?
Anwar, my last name.
Okay. Please welcome Fahim Anwar, everybody.
Hey, thank you.
One of my favorite comics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell you this every time I see you. It's like I feel like I blow you every time I see you. But I love
He has
love
sexual feelings for you.
I don't know if they're sexual. Define sexual.
You want to have sex with them.
Oh, that's exactly what they are. Oh. Yeah. Right. You're in.
That is sexual.
You show restraint, though.
Yeah.
It ain't easy, brother.
Well, we did a podcast last night. It was interesting.
Oh, yeah, Kill Tony. You know what? Like, Kill Tony's fun and everything, but, like, a while ago, I was like, this just isn't my speed, because I'm, like, I lay in the cut. I'm a chill dude.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, who's got the best pun? Who's got a great zinger?
Was I an asshole?
No, every like that's the design of the show. It's just like you see an opportunity, you try to jump on it and like do the best joke. I don't work that way, you know. But I have a special to promote,
I'm
trying to hop on everything.
Right,
it's
right.
Someone that hates being on talk shows. It's like God, I'm in this fucking movie now. I gotta do fucking Letterman. I hate that vibe.
Like this, I could do. It's conversational. It's laid back.
Sure. Right. It's homoerotic.
Right.
That's so, in your wheelhouse
the minute you sat down.
So, I mean, Tony's asked me to do Kill Tony before, and I realized, I'm like, I wasn't great on it the past few times. Maybe it's not my thing. But this time I decided to do it. And then it was kind of just, I was reminded of why I don't do it. And it's, there's so many people with microphones. You got Pat, you got Jeremiah, you got Redman, you got Tony.
Jeremiah called me a racist last night. I'm like, Jeremiah.
Tony only has one
mic. And then
mic.
Now the drummer has a mic. And yeah. It's like so many people.
There's so many people talking.
I would imagine Tony would have like four mics like a press conference. Like Tony's just got a bunch of.
The show went so weird that literally Redman ordered a gun off Amazon.
What?
It was airsoft, though, right?
Was it?
You
I don't know.
Somebody with airsoft.
You can't just order guns on Amazon.
I think you can, dude.
Really?
In this country, I'm surprised you can't go down to the 7-Eleven and buy a gun.
Let's ask our finally paid research guy. Hey, kid. Oh, I guess he's gone. I guess.
What's he doing, dude? So what's the feedback been on your special so far?
Good. You know, I was actually on Amazon. I wanted to see how it works because you can get the special on Amazon, too. So I wanted to see what happens when you type my name in. And it's cool. It pops up on Amazon. You can get a CISO add-on for it. So I think that's like the easiest way to get it.
What do you mean a CISO add-on? Explain that to people.
So like CISO is a standalone app, sort of like Netflix or like if you have the latest Apple TV.
What are they trying to do?
I don't quite know what they're trying to do is
a great special.
Yeah, they're trying to be like a Netflix, but for comedy specifically, like genre specific.
I love that.
I love it. They're giving edgy comics.
Yeah,
but they're
like
putting
Joey,
money
Joey
into
Diaz
it. They're
has one
doing billboards. Oh, I did Joey's pod
did
recently,
his.
And we plugged your thing.
Oh, so cool.
It was
yeah.
the day it came out.
Oh, cool, man. Yep. Yeah, he was really nice to have me on there. And yeah, I think they're just trying to do a comedy-centric streaming service. NBC Universal is the parent company.
That's where the money
and,
comes from.
Yeah, so you can get it if you have the CISO app, or if you have Amazon Prime, you can just get the CISO add-on and then watch it through Prime.
Can you watch yourself?
Can I?
Yes.
I can watch myself by myself.
Okay, like naked?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a mirror. I can okay. watch, that's the quickest
you
way of saying
it.
I can see myself in a mirror.
I get it.
But I don't like people wanted to do a viewing party and stuff.
I can't do it.
That'd be really uncomfortable.
As a comic, too, just to know that you're watching with other comics and then their forced laughter. Like, they'll feel like they have to do it to be nice. And, like, I don't want to put someone in that position.
Where'd you shoot it?
Alex Theater in Glendale.
Nice. And how many people did you have to sit in there?
Well, Alex Theater's fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's, like, way too big.
I wanted to shoot my special. I want to go the opposite. I want to do really small.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I was like, that's too big, guys. I don't want to do it there. It's just... And then they knocked out the top tiers. Like, we just did the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it still looks great. Like, with all the... Like, it looks... I'm glad I did it there because the stage is big. It looks like a special. It's a little bigger than what I normally do.
Right,
but
it
still worked. And I think... At first, I was thinking, like you, like, oh, I'm just going to do a small venue and stuff. But I'm kind of physical, and it kind of worked out.
Right.
I'm happy with it.
Right. Did you do any of your dancing character in it?
Wait, which one? Oh, Lance?
Yes.
He makes a cameo at the end.
Nice.
Like, so after I'm saying, like, thank you, good night, my bows.
He looked very jealous.
The credits roll, and then Lance is just watching from the back of the room, not into it, and then he leaves. And that's how the
so
special
funny. That's so funny, dude.
It's almost like at the end of every Marvel movie, there's kind of one of those extra things.
Like a teaser for the next. Yeah. He's an Avenger.
Was there one of those in Logan? No, there wasn't, was there?
No. Well, I didn't
Did you like Logan?
I loved it.
All right, I got to see it.
You got to see it.
I did Bobby
I
did Tiger
great.
Belly yesterday, and Bobby was raving about Logan.
It's one of the best Marvel movies I've seen. And it's also Wolverine
I think
done the way.
Deadpool's the best, but I think it's up there.
Guardians of the Galaxy's up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
But this
For
is
sure.
right up there.
This like, is more
right
grittier. This is like, this seemed more real to me.
Violent is the most violent one they've had.
Isn't that funny that, like, we can get so violent now? Like, everything is violence.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, why wasn't Wolverine, like, the best abortion doctor of all time? He went to superhero. He went the other way. But if that guy went to medical school.
Just, like, finger blasting chicks. And
yeah.
Hey, man, you ask the questions. We need answers, too. I never even thought about that. He could have had a side gig, didn't have to fight crime, just could have finger blasted pregnant chicks, picked everything up.
Little alleyway abortions over at fucking Charles Xavier School for the Gifted and Pregnant.
Pap smears are so uncomfortable, I can't even imagine what you're saying.
Did you get a couple done, a couple little shaves off the sides?
Shaves?
Have you done it? What do they do with the pap smear?
They go in with their fingers, like, all the way, and they, like, really, really get around there
Is
to make
a
sure
guy?
There's no... Le-
I thought there, that was something you put on a bagel.
There can be a guy. If there's a guy, you have a female nurse in there to make sure you're not going to accuse him of rape.
So, let me get this
Is that
right.
true?
Yeah.
This guy...
Smart.
Men have invented a way that you have to go to them and they can finger blast you to see if you're healthy or not.
I don't like
Has
that
anyone
chance.
Ever
this is making me so
checked
funny.
Out if this really is a thing or not? I mean, there's no like robotic system to do a pap smear. It's just Dr.
And
Wong finger
you.
Blasting.
They swab you and then they test your swab.
like taste
before
test?
Before after he finger blasts.
Yeah, it's a blind taste test.
Yeah. No, they go down on
yeah,
you.
It's like the Pepsi challenge.
You just go,
once
you're good?
Samantha, once
it's like three of them.
Susan.
He just sniffs
I've only
finger.
Had a guy once.
Sniff
but there was
finger?
A female in there. No,
oh, you
no,
mean to give you a pap
yeah.
smear?
Yeah.
I just, it's so weird.
It's awful.
But it's not that they've invented a way. When I was growing up, right when I hit puberty, I was like, I want to be a gynecologist. I've overthought the system. And that's going to be the greatest way. One, you're kind of a doctor, so you got to make good money. Uh-huh. And two, it'd be all the pussy in the world just coming to me. There'd be a line at the door. They'd have to pay me.
As a kid, you just thought that'd be a great icebreaker. Like, since I'm already in here.
Here's the thing about being a gynecologist. Most time, women aren't going there to brag about their vaginas.
I know, that's exactly
They're going
it.
There because their vaginas are broken down.
Yeah.
And they need to get fixed up. So you're not getting quality vaginas,
what about
okay?
the yearly pap smear where we're required to get that? That's
okay,
why I
that
go.
Once in a while. But the rest of the time, you got a fucking beat up muffler, okay?
Yeah. So Thursday at 10 a.m., I got one hot chick coming in. But the rest of my week is
you got some
gargoyles,
Mexicans.
Leaky gargoyles.
Every time they want to make an appointment, you're just like wiping your hands like it's an actual auto. Shop. He's got a rag. You're like, yeah, I can do Tuesday. Hey, you can come in.
I could squeeze you in. Hey, you want a loner? You want a loner vagina while we work on yours? Let you drive that thing around town? Let you get that thing knocked up and then just bring it back here.
So funny, dude. Calls in other Mexicans to work on your vagina. So this is going to be Raphael. He's going to do a little work on it. He's really good. He's one of our best we got. All right, I'm going to go to lunch.
He gets the dents out.
he gets out the vagina. I don't know what happened to your vagina, lady, but it is taking a beating. You have to get your oil changed more.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a blown-out tire. All right, well, that was it. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, good. Thanks, guys.
Guys, I'm excited. It is NCAA basketball time. It is baseball time. There is a lot of sports, a lot of
great boxing match this weekend.
Great boxing matches.
Triple G.
You can go see all of them with thanks to our good friends at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the app. It's really simple. How's it go, Tebow?
Guys, buying tickets for sporting events and concerts has always been, in my opinion, a major pain in the ass.
A pain in the ass.
We were talking last week. Remember when you used to have to go to like a ticket broker? That scumbag.
Or that shady guy in a Raiders jacket selling you fake tickets.
Yeah, scalpers. You can't ever trust if the tickets are real or anything like that. But if you go to SeatGeek, in your app store, get the SeatGeek app. That's the best way to get it. You can get it on your laptop. But who's walking around with their laptop around town all the time? Get it on your phone, dummy. So you get the SeatGeek app, and then you go into the settings and then put in the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off of your first purchase of tickets. What SeatGeek does is they rank all of your tickets on price.
Cheapest to most expensive.
Yep. And I think you can reverse it too if you want, because generally the more expensive are the better seats. But literally you can find tickets tailored to your budget or tailored to how much of a baller you want
to
be.
I've been to concerts. I once saw UCLA. I once saw Run the Jewels. Bam! All using SeatGeek. It's really easy. I was going to go to the Pac-12 game in Vegas this weekend, but I was like, I don't want to drop $55 to watch Arizona. So, but it's really easy, man. I use it all the time. I'm gonna try to go to a basketball tournament in this NCAA tournament. I'd like to go see a game.
And it's also great when you're traveling. If anybody travels a lot, if you go on some sort of vacation, or let's say you're in New York City and you're
let's say you're the Wolverine and you're just going around giving people abortions and you just want to catch a fucking game.
Right.
Scratch that.
Okay.
That's where we say we ended the promo right there. But if you're traveling, let's say you're in New York City or something like that, you got the wife, you got the kids, and you're like, hey, I want to go to a Broadway play. I don't know how to do that. I've never been in New York City before. Pull out the SeatGeek app. It's right there on your phone. Look it up. Bam. Cheapest way, best way, and those are our good friends at SeatGeek.
We love them very much. When's the last live show you went to?
Oh, what did I see? I went to a basketball game. I saw when I was in South Carolina, I saw them playing. I forgot who they
played. Who's them? The Gamecocks?
Yeah, Gamecocks.
You don't know who they played?
I was doing a gig.
You were doing a gig at the school?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, come to the game. And you're like,
Pretty much. I was doing Andy.
How old did you feel?
So old, man.
Ari, Sam, and I, who are older than you by probably a decade, went to a USC football game. We got hooked up with some tickets. Sammy did a thing for ESPN. He's like, hey, get us three tickets. Sat in the student section. Never been called Mr. so much in my life. I'm watching people like pull booze out. I'm like, hey, be careful with that booze, young man. I started saying young man. It was horrible, bro.
I knew I was old when people started coming up to me and go, sir, where's the bathrooms? Like, I'm security. That's why I know I got old. It fucking sucks. And no matter how young you feel, you look at a college kid, you're like, oh, they're children.
Yeah, they look 12.
I'm an old man.
12. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, what are your... I know you're from Seattle area.
Right.
The city itself or right on the outskirts?
The burbs. So, like, Woodinville is where my parents are at now.
Okay. What are your, in order, we always ask guests this, your teams or sports? Like, you're like, oh, football number one and, you know.
Right. I would say football number one, Seahawks. Yeah.
You are a Seahawks fan. I know that.
And then, I guess Mariners... I'm not like as big of a sports guy as I was when I was living at home with my brother. I realized that it was him kind of like towing the line, and I was just sort of riding the wake. And then once we sort of like went our separate lives, I didn't follow up. I didn't like watch
sports. What's your brother do now?
He's a dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dentist.
He's all about – and so he's got the
he's
income.
All about them
he's got
molars?
The income to go to every sporting game. Yeah. He went to the Super Bowl where the Seahawks won.
Does he have a family?
Just a wife, yeah, that's it.
Okay, so no kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just saying, that money can go to that, too. Yeah, if you don't have kids, you got the time.
Dude, when you got that tooth money, man, you can go do a lot of stuff. Tooth money gets that you can go do a lot of shit. Vegas, coke, hookers, with
there
that tooth money, homie.
Instead, he's going to Super Bowl and classy things.
Yeah.
Or go to Super Bowl.
Go to Vegas, get hookers, do coke, or you can go to the Super Bowl and have a wife and
whatever
a house.
Your thing is.
Yeah, that is true.
And if you do it, you SeatGeek. That's what I got to say about that.
These are great promos.
So you like the Seahawks?
Like the Seahawks.
You guys just signed Eddie Lacy. Congratulations.
Thank you. He's not overweight anymore, right?
I heard a great joke. Our good friend Anthony Johnson, a good fan of the show, and he runs all of our
he's one of our
stuff.
Three black listeners.
Okay.
He runs all of our fantasy sports things for everything for Punch Drunk. He sent a tweet that said, feast mode.
Oh, shit.
He goes, how long will it be until a feast mode meme comes out?
What is it about Seattle that just brings out the overeating? Like Vin Baker after the lockout?
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
He was so great before the lockout, and then he came back and he had
Butterfingers.
He
got that money.
Beast mode was not afraid of a cheeseburger either. Yeah. That guy was always right on the cusp of blowing up.
I always thought he was going to come back. I always thought he was going to come back and run again.
Have you seen all these videos of him talking about all these animal videos? You seen those? God damn. Damn, they're hilarious. Huh. It's like
Snoop
like,
Dogg did it too, right? Where like they do Animal Planet.
Yeah, it's like Animal Planet, but it's Marshawn Lynch doing it. They are fuck! Here comes this goddamn snake dog. It's so they're fucking wonderfully funny. I'll write down a tweet some of those because if you haven't seen him,
I'm doing a bit right now.
He needs his own show. He needs his own Animal Planet.
I'm doing
Planet
a bit
show.
Right now about how there's too many channels. And we have to start combining them.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to combine BET and the Weather Channel. That'd be fucking great.
What?
I'd like to, right? Wouldn't you love to see Snoop Dogg do the weather? That'd be fucking great.
Yeah.
Black people are the only thing that can make the weather exciting. Anybody? And then I'd like to see CNN and Animal Planet combine. I would like to just release, like, Jackals on Don Lemon. Anybody else? Was that a weird rant?
Like
are you writing right
was
now?
Pure silence.
Yes, writing down to remind myself to tweet those videos for all the fans that are going to ask me about it.
Okay, perfect. Do you got any dates coming up soon?
What am I doing? I'm doing a college gig. Nobody can go to that except for the college. The Crapshoot Comedy Festival in Vegas. I believe that's like May 18th to the 21st. Yeah, I'll be doing that.
Perfect. I will be at the La Jolla Comedy Store this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. I'm bringing Chelsea Skidmore and Jesus Trejo. And then Saturday night, Mike Tully from the Jason Ellis Show will be there. The following week, I'm at the Skyline Comedy Club for the first time at Appleton, Wisconsin. And then closing out the month at the Comedy Cave in Calgary. And again, my album is dropping this week. Right now, Dying Laughing is the number one movie on iTunes. I would love to get my CD number one.
Get the one and two?
The number one movie and the number one CD. So, guys, it's 2 hours of power. I hope you guys enjoy it. The first hour is me crushing, and then I did a second album. It's a two-disc album, and it's me bombing. It's called Friday Night Late Show, and it's just a drunk, sloppy late crowd, and I just go for blood. I go crazy OR on them the end. You know when you're late night and they're just shitty in the OR, you just got to go at them and let them know? Yeah.
Like they think you're just going to do an act, and you're like, no. I'm coming at you. This is 3D now.
I'm going to hurt people. Yeah, so that's it, man. So a lot of great shit going on. Teeps, where are you going
to
be?
If anybody's in Los Angeles listening to this live or listening to this when it comes out, I'll be at the Dime on Fairfax tonight. I'll be at the Comedy Store this week as well. Let's see what else I got. Oh, I'm headlining Hecklers on the south side of Chicago for their Shit Face Tuesdays show. That can't go wrong. Oh, it's free baseball night, so I'm excited for that. I'll be at the Sciatica Foundation fundraiser for their Back Lives Matter comedy festival. I'm pretty sure that's going to bomb. I'm doing a big commencement speech at the Klugerman School for the Deaf. So what an honor. I mean, what an honor. So come be a part of all that, idiots.
We need to put these on the website. Johnny, status on the website. How close are we?
It's like 3 weeks. I'm not sure, though.
3 weeks. We're 3 weeks away from being 3 weeks away. So shit is popping. We got a great website. We got a lot of stuff. T-shirts are going. Shit is popping. What are you writing?
I was just showing him a nice drawing that I made.
Okay. Is that him blowing you?
It's just a couple of friends hanging out, being pals.
See, he made this show very gay.
Well,
very
sorry,
gay.
This is gay for us?
Yeah.
I was like, it's
You're
not
lucky
him.
Lucky Ari's not here.
It's him.
You're lucky Ari's still MIA.
Fahim, how long have you been doing comedy?
14 years. Jesus.
14 years.
Oh, my God,
years.
You don't look old enough.
How old were you when you started?
18.
14.
18.
Yeah.
What was the first joke you wrote?
I don't remember.
I remember.
You remember your first?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
It was not good, and it was a dirty joke.
Oh my God,
it was dirty with you?
It was about how girls give hand jobs like they're trying to start lawnmowers. I was like 23
I'm
at the
time.
Trying
to picture that. Like, what led to?
By the way, it crushed. It crushed. And it just crushed right now. That joke is fucking old enough to fucking drink beer. That's how old that joke is. It's like 21 years old, 22 years old. What was the first joke you ever wrote? Do you remember?
I don't. It was something about Christopher Reeves dying on that horse accident.
That was the first joke you wrote.
Yeah, and I don't remember what it was, but I had a tag to that joke. I was doing comedy at the student union at Ball State University. I was like 19 years old. And I had a tag for that joke, which was, there's a light in Muncie and at Ball State called the scramble light, which is one of those lights that goes in every direction. And you know that the scramble light's on because this bird will be chirping. It's a chirping sound because there's a lot of blind and special needs people.
Love it.
So that my joke was so bad, and it was like a groaner joke about Christopher Reeves dying from a horse accident. And then I tagged it with, I don't remember the joke, but I do remember the tag, which was, come on, it's not like I'm chirping behind blind people at the scramble light. I do remember the tag.
That was your first joke you ever wrote?
That was it was in the first thing, but whatever. It was a terrible joke about Christopher Reeves. It was like Superman 5, and I was like in its chair, and I tried to fly, and I just would like face plant or something. Something like that. But I do remember that. I don't remember the whole.
First joke you ever wrote was about Christopher Reeves being paraplegic?
Not the first joke I ever wrote. First joke I ever wrote, I was probably five.
But the
first
stage?
Joke I ever told on stage, like
That's
my first set ever, that was the first.
Do you remember where you first went up? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was at the student union at Ball State. It was like in the basement of the student union. They had an amateur competition.
Comedy Underground in Seattle.
Ah, I like that room.
Yeah, that's where I came up. Like,
where was yours?
I did this coffee shop, and when I was in Vegas, the people from Dying Laughing filmed some stuff with me, and I took them to it. And everywhere I performed, closed down. Not there anymore. I showed them where I got my first heckle, where my first name was up in lights, the first time my name was up in lights, and the first place I did stamp, which was this coffee shop next to Albertsons. And I would get so nervous, I would walk through Albertsons, just walking. And when I would leave, security every time would come, stop me, pat me down because they thought I stole stuff because I look like such a shady fuck. I had long curly hair at the time, and I was just sweating because I was about to go on stage, and I would just do laps in the Albertson.
Inside or outside?
Yeah, and I'd steal bulk food.
But so you were stealing.
Well, I was stealing gummy bears. Gummy bears and gummy worms.
Oh, the little bulk ones?
Oh, yeah, I sample the bulk food every time.
Dude,
I
worked
there
at a grocery store that I probably robbed of thousands and thousands of dollars.
You want to hear a funny story?
We used to run a scam. Like, my buddies in high school worked at the beach. I grew up on Lake Michigan. And they would have, like, a hot dog vending thing. Now, I worked at a grocery store, and that dude kept inventory on buns but not hot dogs. That's how he could keep track of how many things he had sold. So I would just steal cases of hot dogs and give them to my friends, and then they'd sell one of his hot dogs, one of our hot dogs, one of his, and then we would just split the money at the end of the week. Dude, we made a lot. We made a killing doing that, especially for like 92, 91.
So we got Robert Kelly calling in about 5 minutes, about what, 15 minutes? Yeah, Sue, you want to hear a funny story? So when I first moved to L.A., I moved here with Scott Ross. Here's a funny story. Do you know Scott Ross is doing play-by-play for...
Why are both of your phone noises on?
Not me, him.
You guys have
that
been
was,
on this
That was my alarm for tomorrow
years.
To get up at 11:45. I had an alarm set for tomorrow for 11:45. Wow.
And your
instead
text
of going up,
alerts, I thought it was crazy. I was like,
I
someone's
text
alerts keep going off? I saw you turn it down.
I had none.
Unprofessional.
Johnny. So when I moved to L.A., anyways, the guy I moved to L.A. with was a guy named Scott Ross.
Good buddy of mine.
He now has a black belt in jiu-jitsu from Eddie Bravo.
And a master's degree in English.
And he's doing play-by-play for Eddie Bravo Invitationals. Do you know that?
Oh, cool.
He's the John Madden of it.
That's great, man. Tate was just on last week when you were in Vegas, and he's going to get me into that thing. I only got to beat four people and not at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
In jiu-jitsu.
Oh, you're...
And I get 20 grand.
Kill it.
I'm
so, I go, what's the catch here? I go, do I have to fight all four
jiu-jitsu
at once? He goes, no, you just got to beat four guys in jiu-jitsu back to back to back to back, and then 20 grand. I go, tell him to write the check.
Are you a fighter, Fahim? Do you like
nah,
to, have
nah,
you,
nah,
when
nah,
was the last
man.
Time you fought?
I mean, me and my brother would fight growing up.
He's older brother?
He's older, yeah.
Okay, but what's the
did
age
you ever
difference?
Get in a fist fight?
No, we would never do fists. We'd be like Greco-Roman and just like throwing each other around and stuff. We would never punch each
other.
Did
he kick your ass a lot?
Yeah, of course. He was the older brother. Although sometimes he would push me to the edge where I would like go crazy, and then he would run away. Like, he would know that.
Oh, you got the crazy
eyes? I've leveled up. Like, I got the power. I've got the power bar going.
You got the
on.
Big mushroom.
Yeah.
My brother, I would just kick his ass all the time. We would make up new wrestling federations. So
Jason looks like he would kick your ass.
Not even close. So we'd make up new wrestling federations so he could have his own belt, and then I would kick his ass and take the belt. So Scott and I.
Damn move, bro. I'm letting you be the Intercontinental Champ. Thanks. All right. Put the title on the line. It's like, you have 11 belts in your bedroom that were all once mine that you created for me.
Undisputed, homeboy.
All his pants are slipping down.
Undisputed. So I move here with Scott Ross. Scott's broke when I move here. I saved all my money. Scott's broke.
You and Scott met in Vegas.
No. Yeah, we went to school together in Vegas.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we moved out here to L.A. Scott was broke. Scott had no money. So we had to live in a weekly. You ever lived in a weekly?
What is that?
A weekly is basically one step above homeless person. It's like it's like an Airbnb minus the app, the
it's
iPhone.
It's like a motel.
The hope, worse. The dreams, the safety. It's literally like...
It's usually for battered wives that are on the lam.
Yes.
Or in drug dealers.
Uh-huh. Yes. So I'm staying there with Scott. We're so broke. We're trying to save my money because so we can get a place to live. We're so broke. Scott is literally ripping off Starbucks, and then we're living off 99-cent cheeseburgers at McDonald's. So Scott goes to work, and at night, it was so hot in our weekly. I had to walk. I just had to walk Hollywood Boulevard. So I do this for about 2 weeks. The next day, I get a knock on my door. The manager and two giant black guys are there. He's like, you got to go. I go, why? Me and Scott got to go.
Okay.
I go, why? He goes, you got to go. Why? He goes, we don't have to tell you. It's like, just tell me. He goes, you're a gay hooker. I go, what? He goes,
and you're a good judge of character, sir. Let me get my things.
He thought because I was leaving at night that I was selling my ass. It was just, so these giant guys throw all my shit out.
onto the street.
How have I never heard this story in 20 years of friendship?
I told someone the other day, they're like, you got to tell it on stage. So they literally grab our shit, and the black guy's like, you're nice, dude. Why is he doing this? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Two people down the hallway, not playing nice. They get the fucking mace out. They mace them. It's like, it's crazy out there, right?
Now, they were also being accused of...
Yes, not being a gay hooker, just being drug dealers
or whatever.
And stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So I grab my bags. I throw it in my Mustang. I drive down to Starbucks where Scott's at. I'm crying. I'm like, Scott, they kicked us out. They think I'm a gay hooker. And I'm just bawling. I look over. Christian Slater's just sitting there sipping his coffee, listening to my whole story as my fucking life crashes and burns. It was so fucking funny.
That'd be great
hilarious.
If he still remembers. Like if you
want to again, be like,
hey, remember?
No, he like gets your CD and he goes, wow, man, this gay hooker really turned his life around. Number one movie in America.
Gay hooker. Yep. Because I would just walk. Hollywood Boulevard, man. Where'd you move to when you first moved here?
Long Beach.
Whoa. Yeah. Why down there?
Because Boeing is
up
there.
That's so right. Yeah, a lot of people don't know. Do a lot of people know that you actually have an engineering, you have a background in engineering?
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people know. Some don't. I don't like, hey guys, I'm an engineer every time I'm on stage.
I would.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be the first thing out of your mouth. Just no joke. Just, I used to be an engineer. Anyways.
Hey, have you met my friend engineer?
Yeah, so
where'd you move to?
North Hollywood. Right where the train stops right now. It's such a nice area there. When I moved there, it was the day. Do you remember? I think it was local, like American news. When there was that giant shootout, that bank robbery.
Yeah. Oh, wait, with the Kevlar and stuff?
That was that was the second day I was here, and I was like four blocks away from where I moved. So me and my buddy Jay are still unpacking, putting shit away.
You knew Jay from Indiana?
Oh, just like you and Scott. Went to college together. And we were from the same hometown. We didn't know each other, which is a big coincidence.
But is this before or after you lost his car?
Oh, that didn't happen for 10 years. That was like 10 years
you
later.
You lost two cars? Or
no,
that's
the same. Yeah, that was the same one.
It was his?
Well, I was buying it from him. So then I had to continue to pay him for a car that I still to this day don't know where it is.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. I think I told that story to Theo last week on the show.
Oh, look, it's the North Hollywood shootout. Bam. By the way, those guys look like everybody went and killed Tony last night, right? That looks like every fucking comic who went up. They all look like fucking spree shooters.
What was that movie that was based on that? Was it Heat? Does anybody know? Aaron, this is your wheelhouse.
The shootout at the end of Heat was based on them.
Based on that. Okay, gotcha.
Do you know the family tried to sue the LAPD because they said they didn't try to save them?
Or no. Actually, Heat came out before.
Well, I think there was another one.
What year
after
was the shootout?
97, 98?
Yeah, he was out 95. So they based their attack.
That's a ballsy thing. I can't wait till some evil criminal's really into what Bane has done in the cinematography world.
Well, dude, Heat is a very underrated movie.
I think people like Heat.
I thought it won. Didn't it win? It was nominated. I'm pretty sure it was nominated. But yeah, it was great. Everybody's
like,
in it.
Val Kilmer had a nice run, and then he just went crazy.
He was in some great stuff.
He's in Tombstone.
Tombstone. He's incredible.
Oh,
in that.
I'm Your Huckleberry. That's the best, dude. That's the best. What are you looking up? All the nominations? Okay, got a nomination. Didn't get anything big. I got the Silver Ribbon nomination. What the fuck is that?
The Young Star Award. That's a... Oof. Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah, nobody. It was a good movie.
It was good though.
I think movies are getting better and better, right? I just think like sci-fi and action hero comic book movies are just starting to realize their potential. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sense with technology.
Well, for it to get better over time, yeah.
I watched that. It's funny. It's a good segue to what I watched that.
You talk like three times, and every time it's just a shit on me.
That's why she's here.
And everyone's like, I really love her on the show. Yeah, she only talks a shit on my dreams.
And when I don't talk at all, you yell at me too. So I should just find a nicer way to speak.
Unbelievable, dude.
I watched that. Sam and I were talking about it on the way here. On Showtime, there's a new documentary about the 76 Indiana Hoosiers that went undefeated. Bobby Knight. It's mostly about young Bobby Knight. And what's interesting about it is you really can see, if you look at old videos or anything of that, especially, I mean, sports is just a microcosm of it. Evolution, proof of evolution. I mean, those you watch guys playing basketball in 76. And when I say evolution, I'm not just saying that people are bigger, stronger, and faster, which they are.
Right.
Sports equipment is better now than it was. Nutrition's better now than it was. But the technology that they have, the scoreboards, the videos, the graininess of the quality of it. I mean, in just that 40-year run, there's so many in a spectrum of so many different ways you can really see how humanity has evolved.
Well, the best is when you look at a like a highlight reel from Larry Bird or Bo Jackson, and yep. I'm watching it, and it's so hard because I'm just used to all these high def.
Oh, great. Sure.
And even like growing up, I'd watch Sean Kemp and Gary Payton.
That guy is going to be the only dude to ever be named All Decade and not make the Hall of Fame. Sean Kemp. He's so completely underrated just because he had 90 kids.
Yeah, he was my favorite growing up.
And, he was awesome.
I saw him play high school ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's only when he had 3 kids.
Probably more.
None of his kids went on to do any great sport. You think one of them would...
But, I mean, how old can they be? Well, they got to span the spectrum from 6 to 40.
Yeah, but some of them
he's our age.
But yeah.
He's a little bit older than us.
I have abortions that would be about 25 right now.
That is so cute.
I have 3 kids. I have no idea where they are or what they're doing, but I hope they're not doing good.
There's no way you guys don't have a kid. Between you guys and Ari, there's a kid out there. None of you like condoms.
What's a condom?
Are you a condom guy? You look like you're conservative.
You're a smart
person.
Yeah,
no, you look like you're smart and
clean. You've got your shit together.
You look like you like got candles. Some, you know, some assorted cheeses and wrappers, condoms all over the place.
You guys are, cheese plate.
You're grossed out by people that get their vaginas checked yearly and they wear condoms.
I love your joke and your special about, have you done this before? Ideas to all the girls.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's so fucking funny, bro. And it's so fucking true.
You're just questioning things.
You're like, God. You know, it's like you do something nice for a girl, and instead of being like, wow, this is a great moment, they're just like, is this your move? I bet you do this with every girl that there is. It's like, can't we have a fucking second here?
It's this weird thing where women just...
Why does this everything have to do with every other bitch before and after you? Why can't it be about being right now?
Yeah. And they don't want you to fuck everything, but they don't want a guy who doesn't get any either. It's so weird.
Yes, it's very... It's like landing on an aircraft carrier. It's very specific. Yeah,
that's a great analogy. It really is.
It's so weird. You know, you got to practice. You got to practice. The only way you get better is if you practice. I was in Vegas, man. There's so many hookers in Vegas. It's unbelievable. There's hookers in wheelchairs out there.
What does that mean?
Yeah, of course. That's what they're known for.
Hookers in wheelchairs?
Vegas.
Oh, I saw your picture.
It's the only place prostitution's legal.
She's just waving people down.
No, that was a joke. That wasn't a hooker.
I saw her in the corner waving people down.
Maybe she needed help because she's in a wheelchair. That doesn't mean she's a hooker. Oh, look at this fucking hooker over here in a wheelchair. I'm being raped! Help! Man, business is good for her. I hope they pay her
she
in cash.
She looked like she couldn't cross the street, Sam. It looked like she needed help.
Hey, man. You know, probably selling that ass on Groupon.
Only Tripoli. While he's in the intersection she's asking for help in, takes a picture of her and, whoa, hookers and wheelchairs. What a world we live in.
So
gotta
I'm
love
an
Vegas.
So I'm an asshole.
No, you're fine.
I mean, you could have ran her over with your car. I think that's the asshole move.
Well, she was drinking in her mobile wheelchair. I wonder if she could get pulled over for that.
Yeah, it's like driving. It's a vehicle,
I'm sure,
right?
Kind people of? Have.
Like, you're drunk driving, just your wheelchair's like, ding, 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 all over the place.
I saw a thing where someone got a DUI on a riding lawnmower before. Yeah. I saw some like a funny video. Oh, by the way, last night I got sucked into one of those YouTube rabbit holes of bully gets what's coming to him fights. And then it's just like Burger King parking lot fights. Then it's high school fights. Then next thing I know, I'm like, I have a podcast in 4 hours.
What time did you stay up till?
I was up till 5.
What time do you normally go to bed?
About 3:30.
That's why he sets his alarm for 11:45.
That's so funny.
I have an alarm in here set for 1:15.
Oh, my God.
In the afternoon?
Yeah. Just
for
I
what?
Mean, just in case. It's not like set
of what?
Right now. Just in case
he just
I
think that's the time to rise. Like, that's the latest possible time.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's the latest I'll let myself sleep.
You have vampire
in.
Stripper hours.
I have hooker in a wheelchair hours. But, I mean, I was up today at 9:30. Look for a guy that was up at 5, I was up till 5.
Because you had to be here.
That's what I mean. You guys act like I'm just like sleeping my life away. I got up at a responsible time. I just happened to watch 4.5 hours of black people ripping each other's hairs out in Burger King parking lots.
I love it. Dude.
What's not normal about that?
I love when you see pregnant chicks fighting at a fucking Burger King.
Like they don't care about the baby. They're like, I got to do me now.
They don't give a shit. Some people are just born in this world with no fucking chance. They just come out. Your mom is pregnant and fighting at a fucking Burger King. A Burger King!
Oh, God, dude. And what I need is, like, the little story that comes with the video.
Oh, that's the best.
That's like
when it's over,
hey,
a nugget.
This guy started it, and he's a real jerk, and watch what happens to him. I like that. But when it doesn't say anything, and it's just two people, one's getting a living fuck stomped out of him, I feel really bad. I get anxiety about that. I at least lie to me.
Yeah. I wanted to do a video called, like, World Star Hipster, and it's just, like, World Star Hip Hop, but it's all, like,
hipster
silver, like,
shit.
People, yeah, like, vinyl records broken over each other's head.
That's funny.
Like, a guy with suspenders and a unicycle, breaking up guys.
Expensive skateboard decks getting kicked in half.
Yeah, that's her. That's the hooker. Look, she's just slinging pussy.
Oh, that's quite an outfit up close.
Well, I mean, it's got to be hard for her, though, a good woman like that, to put pants on.
But what was it, a bathing suit? What is that outfit?
I don't know what she's rocking there, but she's trying to show off her goods.
She has no bottoms on, right?
That is a cocktail. Now, in your defense, earlier we were taking the piss out of you. That is absolutely a cocktail.
Was that a lime or a lemon up top?
Yeah, that's all kinds of booze. But, I mean, if you're her, why not? Just get blasted and throw your purse in your lap. Just get hammered.
Just get hammered. There's some guy will fuck that.
Gross.
Hey, why is that gross?
Just, I'm picturing the no condom and like where she's been. And
yeah,
I'm
she
really
definitely
upset.
Doesn't use condom. That woman just is all about the raw dog.
I'm so.
Well, I mean, if you can even get
to her,
she
can't feel
pussy.
Her leg, but she wants to feel that dick. I'll tell you that right now.
If you can even get to her pussy.
No, you can.
You know what?
Sam did it, okay?
A pussy like that, you got to smell your
$20 blowjobs or $20 blowjobs.
I wouldn't pay $20 for her to suck my dick. If she gave me $20, I'd let her.
You want someone to pay you to let you...
Yep.
Let them suck your dick?
Exactly. Hey, Nike figured out a way to pay for people to pay them to advertise. I'm talking about thinking outside the box, bro.
Do you hear the story about the guy in New York City who a guy stole his this gay dude had his iPhone stolen, and he chased down the robber, and the guy's like, "I'll give you your phone back if you suck my dick," and the guy sucked his dick and he didn't give the phone back like that. Wouldn't you ask for the phone first?
That's breach of contract. Yeah.
That's breach. Wouldn't you be like, "Let me at least hold it"? Let me at least hold it, like we'll do this mutual hold.
Like just both holding on it.
We both have our hands on it, like the last two guys to win a car at one of those radio station promotions. The big slow dance off.
So he should be calling in. We should be getting the call. Do you know the number, Aaron? Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Who is this man?
Where does Romo, Rob Kelly, where's Romo end?
Oh, God. You know? I could see a case where he stays in Dallas even now with all this shit that's going on. Denver, you hear? I don't think Houston. They've already said that they're out. I don't know if that's a
Why
ploy.
Would they be out?
They just said they're out. They're out. They want to go a different direction. I think they're going to try to go young. I think they're going to try to draft. Maybe Denver. I could see the Jets. I could see the Jets.
He needs a line, dude.
I don't know what Cleveland's
that
doing.
That guy is
Cleveland's
brittle.
Saying they might be all in on who's the Jets? The Jets old guy, Geno Smith.
What?
The Browns.
Oh,
the
my
The Browns are like,
God.
Hey, man, we might get Geno Smith and have him be our starter. I'm like,
oh,
awesome.
What idiots. Horrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like when your buddy falls in love with the, like, girl that everybody's just been banging left and right. And he's like,
horrible.
Dude, I think I love her. And you're like, oh, good luck. I mean, I care about you, but sheesh. It's probably going to end bad.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating your girlfriend?
Like two? 2 years?
What does she do?
I like the number two. Just two.
Two minutes, two days.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, 2 years. She works at Focus Features Business Affairs.
Oh, so she has a real job.
Real job, yeah.
That's what you got to have.
Yeah.
It's nice, like, because it's entertainment adjacent, or it is, but it's not like comedy or actress, but she gets it.
You know, Rogan said a long time ago, one headshot per couple.
That's a great quote.
Right? Well, you don't need two crazy people.
Right.
One headshot per couple. That's
and, and for a relationship to work, no headshot per couple.
Have you ever dated female comics?
No, I'll never do that.
They're
it's
just
a rule
crazy,
I have.
Right?
Smart.
They're just smart. Crazy.
It's just, you don't need it. It's
I feel like a lot of people in comedy have either made that mistake once or watched their friends make that mistake and go, ah, I'm never going
to
do that.
I didn't even need to see it to know to not do it.
Yeah, but you're also an engineer. The rest of us are fucking dumb fucks who pick up hookers in wheelchairs.
You're an engineer?
Yeah, I used to be an engineer.
Wow.
We talked about it for like five straight minutes.
I thought you said, okay, yeah, I fucked up.
Sam checks out.
I don't check out. I'm trying to do a show right now.
We were talking about it on the show.
I
love
get
you
it.
So much. I don't try and shit on you. It's just so easy.
You
sometimes.
Shit on me so much.
I just Ari's not here, so someone has.
We
to.
Actually pay her to shit on you indirectly, and Ari is not here.
Do we have a call? Hello, who's this?
It's Robert Kelly.
Hey, joining us live. Are you in New York right now, Robert?
No, I'm in Austin at South by, whatever the fuck it's called.
From the You Know What Dude podcast. Robert Kelly, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just trying to keep my shit together out here with all this chaos.
What's going on? Is it chaotic in Austin right now?
You know, festivals, how there's so much shit going on all day, and you... Should I go to that? Should I be there? Should I be socializing? Should I be networking? You know, should I just stay in my room until my show and then, you know, be depressed? I don't know. Festivals freak me out sometimes.
What shows are you doing out there?
I'm doing a live YKWD tonight, which is fun. And then I'm doing a show with actually Al Magical and what's his name? Rich Voss. And Nate Bargatze, which should be good.
Yeah, that's a great lineup. And, that's a great lineup.
That's yeah, they had a show last night with called Would You Fuck Him? Do you know that show?
No. No.
It's where they Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, they get three girl comics, and they had one gay guy, too. And they do five men comics go up. Do their stand-up, and then they decide if they would fuck them or not.
That's so funny.
I like that.
That is really funny. By the way,
here's the funny part. Joe DeRosa goes up, and what's her name? One of the girls was eating candy, and he goes, whose is this? She goes, mine, and he just took it and dumped it on the ground.
Did you? She probably wanted to fuck him after that.
No, they turned on him so bad, they just started yelling, like, real shit, like, secrets that... Like girls, like all my friends fucked you and, you know, all this crazy stuff. And then Joe got mad. It was so funny. Joe so fucking, just to come out of the gate, the first one, and just throw the table over. And it turned, and then he was like, whatever. Then he went into his act, and it really went south, and it was hilarious. And then he came back out at the end as a different person.
That's so funny.
Did all pro-women jokes. And then looked at the candy. Goes, what happened here? And then yeah.
He's really funny, man. You know what's so funny? If you flipped that show and you had three guys and a lesbian judging female comics, there would be riots in the street.
Well, yeah, would be hell on earth.
People would flip out. Women would be crying.
Especially if you called it, would you rape her?
Yes.
Just throwing that out there.
Holy Jesus, that was right to the end of
rape
it.
Or not rape? At South by Southwest.
Right to the end of it.
Yeah, I would love that t-shirt, though. How great would that be? Walk around with the rape or not rape t-shirt?
Oh, my God.
How many days are you out there for?
This whole, we could have fun with this topic for, like, at least 4 more minutes.
Well, we're the,
You said years, right?
We're the comedy rape podcast of record. That's kind of our bread and butter. That's what we're known for.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey.
The fuck? What the fuck, dude?
It's
nobody
just,
can listen to that and even think, like, there's no way that could ever be serious.
The people listen to our podcast, they get it. They get it.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. They get it. They get it. So you're doing the who's on your podcast tonight?
I got Rich Voss. I got Tim Dillon. Do you know who Tim Dillon is?
No, I don't.
Fucking funny guy. Really, he's one of the new guys coming out. He's a big, big, looks like just a big, tall dude, Republican, but he's gay. It's hilarious.
Lumberjack.
Yeah, he's like a big man's man, a Republican from Long Island, but he likes banging dudes. It's just the best ever.
Yeah, good for him, dude.
And then he looks like Chris Farley, that like just a big guy like that. And then Al's on the show.
Oh, great.
Is Nate on it? I think Nate's on it. Lisa Traeger.
Oh, she's funny.
Yeah, she's funny. She's the girl with the candy. That's the candy that lost through her candy.
Curly hair. I did a show with her at the Laugh Factory. Man, she crushed. She was pretty fucking funny. Good writing, too. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, she's real funny. I like her a lot. So, and then I think Bonnie's going to step up, too.
I love Bonnie McFarlane, you know, so much.
I do, too. Like,
can Bonnie come on, too? Why did you put Bonnie? It's like, Jesus Christ. You always have to be a fucking funny couple.
Hey, what are your favorite sports teams, man?
Well, I mean, I don't have a choice. I'm from Boston, so you don't really get a choice. You know what I mean?
Not when you're from there. Boston.
No, I mean, I think now you can. I think kids coming up now, you might be able to, because, you know, when I was growing up, we never fucking won. We had the Celtics. That's it. You had the Celtics. You had
the White Sox Celtics, had one forever. And the Patriots were dog shit. They were just dysfunctional.
They had the best logo in fucking football, but they were dog shit.
Yeah, that logo was awesome. That was awesome.
It was the best.
So you remember that run where like the Celtics, the Patriots, and the Red Sox were all winning? Like
And the Red Wings. I mean the Bruins.
Bruins.
What was that like?
It was kind of fucking, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's the shitty Boston in me, but winning doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's my career path.
Yeah, because when Boston sports teams are winning, the whole city of Boston, when it gets drunk, goes, what are we supposed to be fighting about?
I'm telling you, we were such a fuck you town. And that's why, if you notice, the comics have changed in Boston from aggressive, fucking energetic, in your face, go fuck yourself, to kind of set up punch tag guys since we've won all these championships. And Boston has become a really nice place to be. It's totally changed the comedy scene, too.
So it's more like, what, happy-go-lucky?
Well, no, it's just not as fuck you. And, you know, look, we had, you know, Don Gavin, Tony V, Lenny Clark, Dennis, and then, you know, Billy, me, Patrice, Bob Marley, Dane Cook. And
Bob
then
Marley.
Now, you know, now you got a bunch of, I mean, very funny guys, but totally different. And, you know, they didn't grow up with this fucking depression four times a year.
Who's the Mount Rushmore of Boston sports? Bird?
Well, dude, I mean,
or?
Did you say comedy or sports?
What's sports, it? Sports, and then we'll do comedy. It's got to be Bird or
It's got to be Orr,
Red Auerbach.
Bird. Well, he's not. I mean, you can't really add him. He's a fucking coach. I mean, you can, I guess. But I mean,
Bill Russell.
I would put Belichick and him, and then you're.
Oh yeah, for Brady.
And then, you know, of course you got Brady. But I mean, look, I love fucking Neely, man. Cam Neely's the shit.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorites. But I mean, he's not statistically would he be up there? But he's one of my favorite players.
You know why Brady doesn't fit into Boston sports, like, ethos? Because he doesn't look like he could take a punch or throw one. Neely looks like he does.
That. I think Brady could. I think Brady's like, no. I think he's like American Psycho. He's just smiling, nice guy.
I could see that,
and
too,
he
though.
Just makes love to Giselle with a knife to her throat.
I
you know what I'm saying?
Too.
Like,
buddy, you don't fuck a Brazilian woman unless you got some tricks.
Yeah,
unless
you got to be crazy.
Aggressive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You gotta be fucking crazy.
He's doing some fucked up shit, dude. She,
to keep her happy. And if you saw her at the last Super Bowl, sometimes when you see like dudes' wives at their championship moment, they're very calm and collected or very happy, but you can see they're really, the relationship isn't what it used to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
She was flipping out like it was her first date with this fucking guy, losing her mind. But he's still putting it, he's still fucking her with Uggs on, wearing some Stetson cologne.
Oh my God.
And a cowboy hat.
You know, they just fuck in the mirror, man, and they just stare at their bodies glistening. Just glistening.
There's never the sex tape you really want.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
How great would it be if that leaked?
That, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. That may be the first sex tape to get leaked and get an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, it would actually be sold at truck stops.
Yeah. Okay. Who is the Mount Rushmore comedy?
Well, I mean, of course, to me, Patrice is up there. Okay.
Yeah.
You got Don Gavin is going to have to go up there. I know you guys don't know who he is, but there's a lot of the thing about Boston comedy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that people don't know, never heard of, but are the funniest guys that ever walked planet Earth. And they kind of set the tone for how Boston comics will kind of approach it for a long time. So I would have to put Don Gavin up there. I would definitely have to. I would put Burr would have to go up there now. You know, I would say Burr. I would say Patrice O'Neill. I would say Don Gavin. Shit. And I would. Ah, man, it's hard because comedy's changed so much. Back in the day, you could come up with an hour and just stick with that hour for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
and
right.
Nobody said shit.
Do you feel the pressure now, to have to keep writing constantly?
Well, that's because fucking Louis, the savant that he is, and they just started fucking, oh, I wrote a new hour in 6 months. Yeah, you get $10 million and you can take 6 months off and not have to do the road and just, you know, and you're a fucking genius. And then the rest of us are like, dude, it took me 4 years to come up with an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so crazy.
So I would have to say that you'd have to put Steve Sweeney up there too. Even though he's still doing the same jokes, he still kills them, and people still love it.
Did Dane get up there? Was he close there? Was Dane Cook up?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, look, I guess you'd have to put Dane up there, too, because, look, love him or hate him, Dane created a style of comedy that a lot of fucking young motherfuckers emulated.
Yep.
I mean, that clean cut, he was almost dirty, but he wasn't dirty. He would take a word like a cunt and make it katutu or whatever and be able to say it on TV, and little girls would laugh at the word cunt.
When he was killing
a fucking style, so yeah.
I don't know if you're around when when Dane Cook hit, it was probably the hardest I've ever seen anybody kill. I mean, just murder. Yeah. I mean, you're like, God damn, dude. Just a force of nature.
He went to L.A., and he hit it like five times, but it never went. He got deal after deal when they were handing out development deals, you know, like fucking coffee.
Right.
He was getting deal after deal after deal, and everybody's like, oh, here it is. He's going to make it. Oh, here's his only chance. And it never fucking went. And then that album came out that Jack Vaughn at Comedy Central got behind, Harmful to Swallowed.
Yeah.
And that's what... Remember, record stores were still around, and they bought space. You had to buy space at the record store. Comedy Central spent like $1 million on advertising, so there was like a fucking Dane Cook cardboard cutout at the front of the store. And he was smart, too. Nobody knows this. He would go to Napster and put his own shit up there, like steal his own
shit. He was always in head of the... What was going? He saw MySpace. He saw all. He was always ahead of it, dude. Crazy, dude. Yeah. Well, yeah. Rob Kelly, you're the man, dude. I appreciate you calling.
You know what sucks about that?
What?
That I literally can't even put myself on it.
But you're a killer, dude. Well, we haven't gigged together in a long time, but man, I always enjoy watching you work. You're so quick in the moment, and you're so funny, and you cut, man. It's real fun to watch. You're a definite wordsmith, and you got a black belt in it, man. Do you ever come out to L.A., man?
I'll be there tomorrow afternoon, dude.
For how long?
I'm going to be there till Monday.
Oh, man, we'd love to get you on here sometime. Are you going to gig while you're in L.A.?
I'm not. I'm doing a thing, like some TV thing. I don't know what it is.
Nice.
But
he's so big, he doesn't even know what he's doing. That's big. You just show up.
What's that?
You're so big now, you don't even know what you're doing. You just show up.
Is that a fat joke?
No. That's a...
I'm kidding.
All right, Kelly. I think the world of you, man. Have a great show tonight. And hopefully when you're out here sometime, we can get you on the podcast. You're the man, dude. I appreciate everything.
Anytime.
Take care, bud.
Bye.
Am I off today?
That call was really low energy. I was falling asleep.
What? No, I thought it was great.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not off, though. You're great. He wasn't off either.
It was just a... Sometimes I think we perform up here so much.
maybe that's what I'm used to. I'm just used to, like, chaos in here.
Yeah, we're always chaos, right? Aaron, what'd you think of that interview?
He gets, like, so red sometimes because he's screaming so loud.
I thought it was fine. The energy certainly changed.
Yeah, why is it so awkward?
What do you want me to do? I mean, like, yell at the guy?
It just wasn't
hey,
sports
fuck!
Most of the time. I don't know. Yeah.
I would love if you just started yelling.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's just not in the room, I think, is the thing. It's just that's harder to keep that energy going.
And I lost my sidekick. He's dropping deuces in the other. I'm interviewing.
I had to go get more coffee, and I had to pee. I don't know him. You're talking to him. I had to pee. I'm just sitting here. I'm like, this is a perfect time for me to pee.
Like, I didn't know who
it was. Or I'm going to piss my pants in the second part of the show.
So maybe, like, intro him. Like, this is a New York comic. Like, I had no idea who we were talking to until, like, 15 minutes into it.
Okay. So I just shit the bed on that interview. Is that what everybody's saying?
Like, no.
I shit the bed. I ruined it, fucking killed Tony. I shit the bed on here. Anybody else want to kick me when I'm down?
Guys, go to Caveman Coffee. CavemanCoffeeCo.com.
It'll bring energy way up.
Guys, bet DSI for all your betting needs. Have you made any bets lately? I've been making bets left and right, and I am giving all of our money back to Bet DSI.
No, but now is the time to bet. I thought we already did Bet DSI in the very beginning, but go to BetDSI.com. There's great boxing matches coming up you can bet on this weekend. The NCAA tournament's coming up. You got a big UFC coming up on April 8th, and baseball starting up, like Sam said earlier. Baseball starting up, so great time to make some bets. And, you know, as always, we'll be tweeting parlays and all this sort of stuff. You got balls? Throw some parlays on this goddamn tourney.
I love doing parlays,
but on the tourney, it's fun.
It is fun.
Because you can do the whole round and be like, dude, if I get all five of these right, not only do I probably advance in my brackets, but, dude, that's some fucking cheddar.
Yeah.
Go to bettsi.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. The bet we just told you to make is free on us. If you go to BetDSA.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. Takes a little bit of time, couple hours. People love to sign up for it and then go, where's my 10 free bucks? It takes like an hour or two for that to hit your account. Go win money. And I just talked to a guy the other day. He goes, about a year ago, I went to BetDSA.com, made a $10 bet, kept rolling, kept winning. I'm now a dentist and a gynecologist.
Whoa!
And put myself through dental school and gynecology school.
That's like a Burger King, Taco Bell, or
that's like I own Coke and I own Pepsi. So go fuck yourself.
What is it, Carl's Jr.?
This guy's operating on every hole.
What is it, Carl's Jr. and Green Burrito? Is that what you always see on the road?
Yeah.
Green Burrito?
Does anybody get the, I don't know anybody who gets the Green Burrito.
Mm-mm.
I only know Carl's Jr. people.
Yep.
Yeah. It just sounds like a horrible
burrito.
That's like
Hardee's and what's the other one? There's a Hardee's and then...
And Arby's.
No, is that what it is?
I think it's the same thing, right?
No, it's Carl's Jr. and is West Coast and then Hardee's is East Coast.
Okay, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Hungry Jack's is like Burger King somewhere else, too.
And I love the... Carl's Jr.? Is it just like all the commercials is like, fuck this hamburger. You know you want to fuck this hamburger. This meal deal is only $5. You could fuck the shit out of it.
Let me finish what I started earlier before we jumped over to SeatGeek. Go to KMNCoffeeCo.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK there. That gets you $15 off of all of your coffee supplies, coffee needs, coffee desires. Are you a coffeeaholic like I am? I just walked out of a phone call to take a piss, and I stood by a coffee machine. I'm like, boom. I told Tate we got to get K-Man Coffee out here. You could just throw those Keurig things up in there.
I love it.
Because they got Keurig things now for K-Man Coffee. Tate gave me 6 of those nitros when he was here last time. I can't have 2.
And what do you do?
I
had 2. You ever see those little cans?
Oh, yeah.
I had 2 of those, like, the day he was on the pod last week. Wow. That's what really threw my whole sleep schedule off. Because then I couldn't sleep that night, and then I'm going to bed after 3 for a while.
You can't sleep, and you're just rumbling and rolling around on your bed of leaves?
Yep. Rumbling, rolling around on my bed of leaves. People keep trying to park where I'm sleeping. Did I ever tell you my Andy Dick story?
No.
Back in the day.
I assume it's kind of with him blowing you.
I just love that everyone has an Andy Dick story.
Brian Jarvis and I, and by the way, congratulations, just sold a movie to a major studio.
Fahim Anwar. I mean, not Fahim, excuse me. Fortune Finster.
I'm like, wait, I sold a movie?
Yeah. Congratulations.
You're like Robert Kelly. You just show up and do shit.
But he and I are doing a gig. Remember that place? It used to be on Melrose and El Centro. And they used to do like a comedy show there. Actually, you, me, and Walkinshaw did it way back in the day. I remember all of us run the same thing. So this was like a while ago. But Brian Jarvis and I are driving together. And we're pulling up and like we're getting street parking. And there's literally a pile of leaves right behind this car that's in this spot. So as we're pulling up, almost like pulling in there, he's like, hey, stop. I think there's a guy in the leaves. And we get out of the car, and springing up from the leaves is Andy Dick, who is just laying in a pile of leaves in the middle of the street, almost kind of buried, like we easily could have ran him over. And he's like, hey, guys, what time's the show start? I got here like an hour early. And we're like, whoa.
Dude, that guy.
Looks like you got here a week early.
I see him all the time, and he just has thirsty eyes. Whenever he's drunk and he's got thirsty eyes.
He's the kind of guy that doesn't discriminate where he puts his dick.
Did I tell you he did my autism show and called the kids retarded?
Oh,
that went over
God.
Well. That went over really well. They're like, let's play Andy Dick in the show. I'm like, I like Andy. He's a nice guy. He's a train wreck. They're like, no, let's do it. I had to sit up there because they had no mic stand. And he's like, you know, these kids are just retarded. And just the room iced.
And I mean, I'm like, that's never going to go well.
Yeah, people were crying.
Oh my God!
I'm here to all those nice people are there to support probably their retarded kids.
Right.
So
totally missing the point.
By the way, did Robert Kelly get nervous at our rape jokes? Did he get nervous at our rape jokes?
I doubt it's Robert Kelly.
He just doesn't know what happens here.
He just doesn't know. Yeah, he doesn't know. He's like, hey, are you guys setting me up? Is this some sort of
set me up for rape?
Am I wearing a wire? Are you guys wearing a wire? It's like, hey, so what happened with you and that girl the other day? Is this a podcast or is this, you know, it's like got those like reel-to-reel tape things in here.
That's the only way you can record crime. Right, you can't do it digitally anymore. It's got to be a reel-to-reel.
Still, yeah, there's no way you can be like, hey, I got this on my phone. Yeah, it doesn't work if it's not reel-to-reel, fella. That's how you know someone's guilty.
What else is going on? What haven't we talked about?
Did you see that Floyd Mayweather officially unretired for one fight only?
Yeah, he's going to fight Conor, and Conor's going to make $100 million and may never fight in the UFC again.
I mean, would you? Unless it's like your thing. He's already won 2 belts.
Yeah, but the money will never, ever be close to that. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I mean, of course not.
He's going to make minimum of $100 million on this fight.
That's like saying, like, okay, Sam Tripoli just won $300 million in the California State Lottery.
Right.
Maybe he'll do stand-up again. Maybe he won't. I mean, if you won $300 million, would you go back to these $1,500 a weekend gigs?
I would. I love stand-up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So maybe he would still do that just because he loves the fight game and he's competitive. But understandably, he's not going to be going back to the UFC to be getting $100 million a fight.
Dude, if he, in any way, and it's never going to happen, but if he can knock out Floyd Mayweather, how big does he get? How big is his star?
God, he would be so much worse.
Yeah. That'd be like if Tony Hinchcliffe won an Academy Award. That's like if Tony Hinchcliffe won an Academy Award. You'd be like, I'm happy for him, but goddamn, that's the... We'll never not hear the end of this. Oh, I won it, all right. I am the Tonys! I am the Oscars! Oh, you better believe you're gonna die. If that's eye contact, you're dead! I'm telling Rogan!
Dude, I can't believe you hate Conor McGregor.
Is it the bravado? Is it the smack talk and all that?
I like to hate him.
No, that's not true, because I like the Diaz brothers and they talk shit.
But I like to hate him. You know, when you were growing up.
I just don't think he's as good as he thinks he is.
What do you mean?
That is true.
Look at what he's done.
What has he done? He never defends anything.
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
He beat two guys who had the titles. He beat them both at two different weight classes. You know, that's amazing. That is, I mean, dude,
he knocked out
Aldo, who hadn't lost in 10 years, with one punch.
And you know what? Chris Weidman did that to Silva, too. Let's just not forget
then
that.
Then he moved up, and he beat Eddie Alvarez. I mean, like, dude, Silva never moved up. Weidman never moved up. It's
Alvarez
amazing.
Like whatever, though.
What?
Alvarez is whatever, though, too.
Is Alvarez really whatever?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
He's not like this great defeat.
He's a great defeat. He's a great fighter.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, but would you say he's top five? Top five fighters in the UFC? Top five fighters in his weight class?
Yeah. Yeah. He won the belt, man.
I know. I'm just saying, I don't think Conor in that fight, I think there's other people in that. I mean, if he was so great, he would have ran right through Nate Diaz. He would have ran right through him. He looked extremely vulnerable for the greatest ever and the greatest of all time.
Dude, anybody can be. It's 4 ounce gloves, man, or 8 ounces, whatever it is. It's like, dude, it was a great fight. And you know what, man? He went up a weight class. He fought a guy way bigger than him. It was like, dude, and he takes chances. I love that. He'll fight anybody.
Garnett just said Silva fought at 205 twice and to call you out.
He did fight at 205 twice, but he didn't fight the champ. They wanted him to fight John Jones. He wouldn't do it.
And do you think McGregor will ever fight somebody for the belt again? Because I don't. If he's so great, he should prove to us that he can beat Khabib. He can beat anyone.
If he loses,
I would love him to fight Khabib. I think Khabib would beat his ass.
I don't think so.
You think he'd beat Khabib?
I think Khabib's striking is not good.
I don't think he's going to need it.
Yeah, and what about when he fought, who took him down, Chad Mendes?
Yeah.
Like his wrestling defense? Like, yeah, so he can't fight
Khabib. That was a while ago.
Yeah, but I just remembered that. It's like if he was so
great.
You're
just mad he beat the Diaz. That's why.
Nate beat him once. I'm good with that. And then they had to go 5 rounds decision. It's not like he knocked Nate out.
Yeah, when I add both those two fights together, Nate is still the winner.
Thank you.
I think Nate could win the third fight. Yeah. I don't think... winning every fight makes you the greatest fighter ever. I think taking on challenges.
I totally agree with you.
You know, I said it before, and Rogan made fun of me on this podcast, but it's the truth, man. Wars. It's all about wars. If you go and you fight somebody and you go to war with them, that's more important than being undefeated, in my opinion. I'd rather you have test yourself constantly.
Okay. I can see that.
You know?
But which to her point, is exactly what he's not doing. He's like, I got both belts. I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to go in the WWF.
Fighting left and right, and his wife had a baby.
No, it's due in May.
Well, she's having a baby, and she stresses out.
Because we know all athletes like to retire for a year because their goddamn wife's pregnant.
And he's probably getting ready for the Floyd Mayweather fight.
How many games did Sean Kemp miss because he knocked somebody up? I got to take a year off. I got another bitch pregnant in fucking Des Moines, Iowa.
Just rude. You're making Fahim uncomfortable. I think he's great.
Thoughts and opinions of this podcast have nothing to do with Fahim Anwar, CISO, or no business like show business, or show business in general.
Yeah, I think he's great. I love it. Do we got any calls coming in? Let's take some calls. Hey, call 323-282-7424. Who's your favorite comics at the Comedy Store?
Who do I like? I mean, I like when Burr pops in, obviously. I love Ian Edwards. Who else do I like? My buddy Andy Haynes, you know, he goes up.
Yeah,
he's a Seattle guy. Yeah, great joke writer.
He's
really
been on the
funny.
Show a bunch of times.
Haynes is great.
Yeah, just everybody, you know.
Yeah, I like a lot of people at the store. I think it's in a really great place. I think you got to kill now. It's like not.
Oh, yeah,
a fuck
those lineups. You're like, I can't take my foot off the gas. Like, I can't breathe. I can't try this bit out tonight.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, I want to do this thing. And you look at the lineup and you're like, well, not today.
Yeah, that's not the place to work out anymore. Unless
oh,
you're like
it used to be,
belly room
yeah,
or someone else
yeah,
throws
man.
You up in one of these other shows, you can be like, oh, thank God I can
used
step
to be able
off.
To work out all the time there.
Yeah.
Or if you're on like late too, when everybody
you
bounces,
could still yeah,
like,
I still like those late night spots.
You get a
like
12:45 or something.
Me a,
yeah.
A later one, then it's lower stakes because it's like 10 people.
You almost
in the crowd.
Can't plow through material.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Way.
They respect you working it out instead of like, hey guys, you still in it?
Yeah.
Guys, yeah. What's going on with the weather?
How do you write your jokes?
Hieroglyphics. That's yeah. What I've been doing.
No, I mean I just kind of live life and then I jot down. I just recognize when I have an idea and I jot it down. I use Evernote.
Do you stage write?
For tags, not for like if people are laughing and I'm kind of in. It's sort of a free spin when people are laughing.
Lance is a lot of stage writing.
Oh yeah, Lance
it's almost
is all,
the quintessence of stage
yes,
writing.
Yes, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'll go up with an idea. I know what I want to say. And then if I get laughs, then I can kind of live in that moment longer.
Mm-hmm.
Things slow down and I can do some tags and I can write that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But usually I have bits that I want to
do. What percentage do you do, Lance, to you doing Fahim? And how has that influenced now that your special's out? Do you feel the pressure to do more Fahim now because you have a special to promote?
No, not really. I mean, I do Lance every Saturday, pretty much at the Comedy Store. That's what I've been trying to do
okay.
lately.
All right.
And then Fahim every other.
Yes. So you don't like to
do Fahim more than Lance.
Well, of course, but you don't have like a thing where you're like, I'll do my stuff for like a couple weeks, then I get bored, and then I'm like, let me throw a fucking Lance in there because I'm bored.
A little bit. Sometimes
that.
I would be tired of Lance, and I didn't do him for a while. Like, I thought maybe it was like oversaturation. I'm like, and then I was also working on me because the special was coming up to tape. I go, let me just focus on Fahim, get the bits nice and tight.
Uh-huh.
And then I taped the special, and then I was like, I could do Lance again.
Yeah.
And it's fun to do. And they kind of influence each other. Just there's an ease with Lance that kind of seeps into when I do me.
Yeah, right. And there's no pressure, really, for that.
Yeah, you just show up. Lance shows up.
He shows
and that's
up.
Very liberating as a yeah. comic. Cause like me,
I love that he's a totally different person.
Yeah.
Yes.
You literally talk to
I can't.
As,
when it doesn't
first,
feel natural.
When it first started, and I saw you walking around with that, I figured, oh, he must have just got back from, like, shooting something or whatever. And then I saw you go on stage with it once, and I was laughing so fucking hard at it. And then I got the gag, you know, really quickly. And then the second time you go up and you're like, I've been doing all these kicks. I've been working on it. I'll never forget.
I was with you,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And you were like saying, yeah. Do more kicks.
And I was like, yeah, I have a question. Because you just field questions. And you go, yes, yes. In the back, I go, do you have any prototype? What is that?
Sam just
not
with the
me.
Noise.
Not me.
Oh, what was it? I go, do you have any new kicks that you're working on? You just fired off 5, 6, 7 kicks.
Oh, yeah,
I go,
yeah, do you have any new kicks you're working on?
Go, oh, you mean prototype kicks. Some sort of prototype kicks. I go, yeah, I got this one I've been working on. It's a little bit like this. Then you just start doing all these kicks. Fuck me, dude. I've laughed about that for 2 years.
Yeah.
For probably 2 years.
Yeah, it's just nonsense, and it's fun. It's fun to just everyone check their brains out the door and just have a good time.
And it's such a nice break, just for exactly what you were saying, where it's like so many people in that, especially the OR, have their A game going, and they're trying to kill, and they just see bang, 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 and then something like that comes in, and it's such a...
It's so left of center. It's
breath
like a different
of fresh
game.
Air, though, too,
yeah.
Because it's like, oh, what is this?
And I
is
like
different.
That it happens at midnight, yeah. Where it's like the halfway point of the show, where mm-hmm. they've seen a lot, like, killers, just great stand-ups, but operating within the confines of the art form of stand-up comedy, where it's set up, punch, or you've seen a variation of everybody, no matter how great they are. Lance comes out dancing to like house music.
Yeah.
He has a wife beater, a mullet, like, what's up? And then any questions?
It's any just, questions. And it really, if you don't know, if it's your first time ever in a comedy club, or if it's your first time at the Comedy Store and you've always wanted to go there and you come there to see because Bill Burr's on the lineup at 9:30, and then midnight rolls around and you walk up, you can't help but have the thought, who is this guy? Who owes this guy money?
Uh-huh.
How did this guy get in? Because he does not belong in this situation.
That is pretty
which
funny.
Which is exactly what you want them to be thinking.
Because they'll see, like, Burr, Rogan.
Yeah.
Chris Rock.
Apatow. Lance. why the fuck is this guy up there?
And you're like, who must have saved somebody's life.
What pictures does he have on the owner of the
That's
club?
That's more what it is. Yeah. How has he been blackmailed, the owner of the club, to get this spot?
There's a lot of people who think he's a real dude.
Oh, there's a lot of, okay.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk. What's the word?
Nothing right here. I want to talk about the Raiders.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Picking up the new receiver from Minnesota.
Who'd we get?
Cordell Patterson. That guy drops more fucking.
Oh, good. Because, you know, Amari Cooper doesn't drop enough. Let's get another guy to drop.
But you know what he'll be good at? Returning kicks and punts. He's fast as all get out.
Yeah, he's good. He'll spread the field. And, you know, we'll get more options for Carr to throw the ball to. And hopefully AP could follow too, no?
Yeah, AP could follow.
Who do you want the Raiders to draft at the first pick?
I have no idea. Whoever. Yeah. We're looking for I want a cornerback.
Yeah, right now that's who they have that or defensive lineman.
Well, you just got rid of Hayden, who you kind of just bailed on that. I mean, he was like your first-round pick a couple years back. And I think I'm not sure where he just went. He went somewhere. Maybe the Eagles or something like that. But he's gone. So, yeah, you guys will need
to look at a secondary or a safety, somebody to stop that pass. Because we're getting – our secondary sucks, basically, you know. We could stop the run, but we can't stop the pass.
Who are your two corners, especially now that Hayden's gone?
I have no idea.
Exactly. I mean, I don't either, and I work for the NFL. And I can't think of who they are right now.
I love what you're doing, Aaron. Here, I think we're getting a defensive lineman. That's what they're talking about. How about Odon Smith? What's his name? Odon Smith cannot stop getting in trouble with the law.
Who?
Who's the guy that got suspended for the Raiders?
Oh, Alden. Yeah. Alden.
Can't stop getting in trouble with the law.
It's some people
can't
like
stop
that.
Drinking. Just smash into a cop car. It's like, what are you doing, man?
He sounds like John Jones.
He is like John Jones. That's exactly who he is. Exactly
who he is.
And eventually you have so much money tied up with a guy like that that you go, okay, yeah, you're great if you're ever not in jail. So I'm not going to give you $20 million to play 2-3 games a year. Like, eventually you got to cut. You got to cut bait, as they say.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in. We greatly appreciate the
support. Love you guys. Keep it up.
Thanks, love you too, buddy.
Guys, go to All Comedy Tees. Is that what it is?
AllComedyTshirts.com.
Take this call. Yeah, go on. What is it? AllComedyTees.com?
AllComedyTshirts.com. And that's where you can get all your Punch Drunk T-shirts.
Look at those. Bam!
You guys' name, and it's on there. A couple different Punch Drunk shirts. We got Ari's new belt T-shirt. We got Red State Tee. We got the Diabolical Sam Tripoli. We got a Fight Nanny shirt that's coming up. And Ari's new belt. Oh, Spoiler Alerts Comedy Club. That's actually been selling, which is a surprise to me. Why Would I Lie? And there it is, Ari's new belt.
Ari's new belt.
Has that been selling? That
I don't
shirt?
Know, but I sure love it.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Yo, what's up? I'm trying to talk a little hockey with you guys.
This would be great.
Who's your team?
All right, I'm wondering if you guys have heard of Brett Burns up in San Jose.
Nope.
Is he a shark or is he just some guy that lives in San Jose?
He's a shark, man.
Okay. What about him?
Basically, he's changing the game right now. He's leading the league in points. He's top five in points as a defenseman, which is pretty unbelievable right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically carrying the Sharks, and I don't think he gets enough credit, seeing as you guys don't even know who he is and shit. So
I'm just not a huge hockey guy.
Well, it's like, how many sports can you follow passionately? How many sports do you follow passionately, sir? How many?
I follow all of them.
Like, passionately. What are your teams?
Name me all your teams in order that span all sports, and that includes college. So if you're like Alabama football's number one, that's fine. Name them in order.
All right. Number one for hockey, I'm going Sharks.
Okay.
Baseball, I'm going A.
Okay.
Football, unfortunately, I'm going Niners.
Okay.
Basketball, I'm going Warriors.
All right.
College basketball, I'm going Michigan because my dad went there.
Okay, I respect that.
College football, I'm also going Michigan because my dad went there.
Love that. Plus, you got the Harbaugh connection because you're a Bay Area guy.
Exactly, yeah. So pissed that Harbaugh left.
But at least he went to your college.
I follow right now.
So okay. Let me ask you something. So you, So you and you follow all those passion. You know all the players. You know everything. You follow all them.
No, I don't know all the players, but you know I know what's going on with the teams and everything. You know.
Okay.
I know like the Jets.
How about the UFC? You like the UFC?
Yeah, because of Billy Dean, shit like that.
You like the UFC?
I've been getting into it because I've been watching you guys for a while. I've been slowly getting into it.
I got four sports. That's all I can follow.
What do you do?
NBA, UFC, NFL. Little bit of baseball, tiny, 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 tiny bit of hockey, very little.
Mm-hmm.
And then NCAA football, NCAA basketball. That's it, man. That's a lot of sports yeah. to have to follow. It's almost like a job. Boxing, I'm really getting the boxing out too. So it's like I don't have time for hockey. I'm following
basketball. You guys got a really exciting team and a lot going on in L.A., basically, with the goaltending situation. You guys got good players.
Yeah,
dude, the Bay Area isn't that bad either. The Giants, the Raiders, the Wizards, who look like they're in trouble without Durant, huh? Look like they're in fucking trouble.
Man. Shit is falling apart.
Falling apart. Iguodala's being an asshole. Dude, Draymond Green's a whack job.
He likes the losing streak.
He's just crazy. Hey, dude, thanks for calling in. We appreciate your support. And we lost the call.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. We don't hang up on anybody. We're getting soft.
I almost gave it to him earlier when you go, who's your favorite team? So I was about to go like, I like the Oakland. Hit him.
I forgot we did that.
Yeah. We always hang up on
we
everybody
nice
that
now.
Waits
we
for
have a
to call. We got too nice. We're too
I
nice,
sent
guys.
I you the one I liked.
Oh, the one with the fist?
Yeah.
The only problem with that is it looks a lot like the logo we're going to go with on a new pod, on the new.
Oh.
So do you think that's weird if she has a fist on her shirt and our fist, our
it's better than in her ass. See, that's more what we're like, guys. That's more the vibe here.
Yeah. I don't want an inappropriate shirt because my family wants to buy it.
Okay. So we'll do a
so
nice
can we
one.
Not,
so
can we not do something?
Sam's all of
like
nine
a,
of
can
Sam's
we not do
ideas.
A fist in the ass?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, we got to get a shirt of you just getting double teamed by UFC fighters.
Apparently, I'm an
that's
asshole.
Literally what he said. I'm like,
today
I don't
I'm
know
an
how many of those are going to sell. Except
hey,
for Sam.
Welcome to the show. Sam's fucked it all up. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Hey, is this for the pasta machine?
Yes, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in.
I didn't know Gabe Killian was,
yeah.
was so popular.
Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Yo, I just wanted to ask, I'm sorry if you haven't covered this already, Chappelle's new special is coming out in like a week. What do you guys think is going to happen?
What do you
I
mean,
think it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. Man.
Yeah,
he's great. He's great. He's one of the best to ever do it.
I think it's crazy. These two are dropping at once.
Well, because he has an old one.
Yeah. That he just never released?
Yeah. He didn't. You know, he's not really known for his specials.
Killing Him Softly is like
Kill
huge.
Him
about
it.
It
took a while, though.
That's
when
he's wearing blue.
Yeah, the blue shirt at the Fillmore, I think.
26, his specials came out when I was like 13 years old, and I can remember almost every word from those specials. It was huge for people my age.
Sure,
yes,
sure, sure.
He was great, man. Yeah. And that was ready to, how long ago was his show? 10 years ago?
Something like that. Or
Jesus Christ.
He's such a cool guy. And, like, you wouldn't think, even all of us, you know, comics, and we've been hanging out at the Comedy Store for decades and all, you wouldn't think he would be as cool as he is.
Yeah.
Because he's such an icon to people like us.
Because he doesn't have to be.
But exactly. That's what I mean. That's well said. And he showed up, went on at like 10:30 once, and I was walking through the kitchen to go to the back. And he's still in the kitchen at like 1:30, just smoking cigarettes, and he had one of those Beats pills things.
Yeah, playing his music.
Playing
that's
his music.
Thing. That's
and
so
I walk
funny.
By him, I go, no offense, man, but why are you still – it's like you went on 3 hours ago. And he goes, man, nigga gets lonely sometimes. And I was like, all right, that's an awesome answer. And it's so honest.
Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. Next, we're just taking calls. Talk to Fahim, ask him about his new special.
Nah.
What's
hey,
your promo code?
Anwar, last name Anwar.
Sam Tripoli?
Yes.
Okay, making sure.
Is this
hey,
a
I'm using a headset. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay.
Yeah, you sound good.
Sound great.
Hey, I think I was the one asking for a discount code on Twitter. So hopefully, you know, I'm calling in to get my discount.
For what?
I'm kidding. I'll pay full price. It was just a joke. I was doing a bit for your merch.
Oh.
But hey,
oh.
Really what I'm calling is because I...
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. We just requested, hey, and you make a bad joke, you're out.
You're out.
He was just going to say something.
He was going to compliment Sam, and Sam needs validation.
Oh, that's why I screwed up. My bad.
Oh, my God.
First guy that was going to say something nice. Didn't we just go on a tirade about how we haven't been hanging up on people who've gotten too nice?
Okay.
You make a couple corny jokes, you're out.
He's about to say something nice.
How do you know that? He's begging for free shit. I want my discount. What are you talking about? I need a discount on merch. See ya, fuckface!
Such a weird episode today. It's been weird. I feel I blame myself.
Maybe that guy was just going to blame you.
What?
Maybe that guy was just going to blame you for a lot of things.
That's true.
You assume he's going to say, I know I assume when I answer a phone and some guy goes, I need a discount. Send me free shit. I make the mistake of assuming, hey, this sounds like a guy that's about to say some real kind words. Nope. You're gone. Sayonara, dipshit.
I love it. Let's take another call that we can hang up on.
Maybe.
Hi. Hang up on him. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Thanks for calling the Punch Drunk.
I just have a question for Jason.
Yes, of course. Wow, call me by my first name. Who's it? Is this my dad? Where have you been for 30 years?
I was wondering if I can get a spoiler on how Aaron's marriage is
going
to go.
Oh, it's already going. That's a great question. Thank you very much. It's going really bad. We were texting the other night, and I don't want to say who sent who what, but one person in that text chain got a screenshot of divorce attorneys sent to him. True or false, Aaron?
100% true.
Yep. So, you know, if the guy needs me to send him divorce attorneys, how do you think it's going, bro?
I just want you guys, do you guys make a lot of love together? Are you guys making love all the time, Aaron?
Yeah, how often do they have sex?
Yeah, that's a great question. People want to know, are you fucking all the time?
Poor
a little
Aaron.
Bit?
We're married, so no.
So you don't hit it?
I do, sure.
Are you guys trying to knock her up?
No, not yet.
You
ain't giving her the old doing... Sean Kemp?
No.
Does he eat stuffed crust pizza more often than he eats her vagina?
Oh,
good question.
Potentially, yeah.
That depends. I mean, who's...
Do you ever just get wild with her and just start eating butt like you guys are watching Netflix and just go crazy?
No.
Do you ever just like, I feel like getting a little wild here. The Cardinals won their fucking spring training game. I'm going to eat a little butt.
They've won too many for me to be eating ass every time.
You're not an ass eater, are you?
No.
Are you just a lay on top and shake a little bit type guy?
Whatever works.
What is your like?
Shake
what is
a
your,
little bit.
What is your like weird taboo secret that you like, Aaron? What is the weird thing you like to do?
He's always told us he's very normal.
Yeah, I'm very normal.
What's very normal? Do you just roll over and just?
I feel so bad for him. He's not like
heart
us.
Heart attack, death.
He's not like us.
It's like NPR over there, and then like Stern over here.
Yeah.
He loves Tuesdays.
Aaron, do you talk dirty to her? Like, Aaron, what's some dirty things you've said to your wife?
He said he's quiet. Yeah, I remember all these answers.
Oh, you're
like,
concentrating?
No, very quiet.
Yep.
You ever throw this in the mix?
Concentrating, making sure the arms work. You know.
That'll work.
Okay.
I'm powerlifting.
You're powerlifting.
My own body weight, yeah.
Do you guys ever have sex in weird places, Aaron? Do you ever go like, hey, man, we're at Six Flags. No one's around. Let's fucking do it.
It would require us to go to Six Flags. No.
69 Flags?
When we first were going out, for sure.
How long have you been together?
4 years.
Okay.
And what website did you meet her on?
OkCupid.
Now, is she saving backdoor sex for marriage, and have you been taking it?
I'm not interested in it.
You're not interested in it? Just to be a grown-ass man?
Nah.
Show her who's the boss?
Nah.
Tony, hey, I run this house!
I run this house. That's his dirty talk.
I run this house.
I run this place. All right, thanks for calling in, dude. Next call. Ask Aaron what kind of sex he likes to have.
Hello.
Hey, thanks
Hello.
For calling in.
So what's up, man? I'm just listening to Aaron's ass story about his wife.
Okay. Do you think Aaron gets a little weird in the bedroom?
He probably does. I would say there's a little bit of bondage going on, probably.
Some bondage? Aaron looks like a gimp.
Sex slings.
Does your wife listen to this? Is she like horrified?
Of course not.
I went to that party and I met his wife and she goes, oh, you're the one that keeps saying we're getting a divorce. I was like, congratulations. I just got married this year. And ever since I got married, it's just been divorce central on this
show.
So
what's the word, dude? You're calling in. You're talking to Aaron. What do you want? You ask Fahim about his new special. What do you want to know about?
Yeah, man. Where can I see it at? Is it on Netflix?
Oh, it's on CISO, which is
Sorry.
Or Amazon. So if you type my name on Amazon, it'll come up.
He's everybody's favorite at the Comedy Store.
That's nice. Awesome. Thank you.
I'm waiting for Sam's new album to come out, man. I bought it the other
Friday, buddy. 2 hours of power. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. You guys, this episode's great today. I think you guys should call into Robert Kelly's show and talk about rape.
I would love to.
I don't know how
I
would
call
that.
Into every show and talk about rape.
Hi, welcome to NPR. Who's this? Rape! Thanks for calling in, dude. Next call.
All right, thanks, man.
Cousin Jeb.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Now, wait, Jeb, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Don't y'all fucking hate Stephen A. Smith, man.
I hate him.
There was a funny, the new Simpsons this week really shit on him. Which was really funny. They did a 30 for 30 spoof of Bart when he was shaving points as a basketball player in elementary school. And they had a Stephen A. Smith character that was great. It was just hilarious. Now, what you guys don't know, because you were both MIA last week, Cousin Jeb called in and told us why he got arrested.
Why?
I listened.
Oh, that's right. Of course you did. I really didn't even understand it. But he was just in his underwear smoking a bowl. And his grandmother opens the door. Tell me anytime I go wrong here, bro. Your grandmother opens the door, and five cops rush into your place and arrest you in your boxer shorts.
But he had a warrant, right?
Yeah, apparently they did. Somebody had did some little sneaky shit on me. I guess they got busted for something else, and hell, they thought they was going to turn me over because they tried to act like I had something else besides weed, but hell, that's very, very surprised when I got in here. Took all my goddamn money, the fucking shitty thing about it.
Is your mom pissed that they kicked in the door to her basement to get to your room?
Well,
she's got Alzheimer's almost, so really, she don't even remember it.
How was prison? Did you go to jail?
I went to county jail. I was only in there for probably 3-4 hours this time with this fucking crazy bastard who was running from narcotic officers and slashed her tires and shit.
Oh, shit.
Now, last week when you called in, it was Theo Vaughn and Tate Fletcher. You said you literally had to go directly to court like the next day. How did that go?
Oh, it went fantastic, right? As you could expect it would. Fucking judge already asked me what I'd do for a job and shit. I ain't never had a consistent one probably my whole life just because I really can't, get out of the routine of getting over a fascination of like one set porn star, but I've got it switched up on about three now.
Now, whatever happened to that spindle tire job you had that was so successful?
What?
Remember, you said spindle tires.
It was something just to shoot the shit, and, I was hustling lumber out there too, hell. I've been doing this shit since I worked at the KFC Taco Bell, boys.
KFC Taco, is that a combo they have?
Yeah, they do that now.
Oh,
yeah.
I know they had that
Pepsi,
Taco Bell and
KFC Taco Bell. Pretty soon they're just going to be like, we're just going to combine everything. Like, there'll be a Chase inside a Chipotle, inside a Starbucks.
I saw Starbucks inside a Starbucks once. It was almost like one of those little Russian dolls.
Yeah.
They're trying to hit me with felony possession with intent to sell or manufacture. What kind of bullshit is that, boys?
I don't know. Were you doing it?
What did you have? What did they get? I don't know. I'm no lawyer.
Hell, they didn't get like fucking 14 grams of weed from me, and I save all my seed, all my stems like a hippie and make, fucking sieve and shit out of it. So they took it, too, and weighted his weed, them cocksuckers. I had spit and shit in my trash can. He put rubber gloves on and picked everything out of that goddamn thing.
Wow.
Can I ask how you buy drugs if you don't have a job?
Yep.
Well, hell, that's one of the perks of when you hustle lumber. Hell, you got to start off little, then flip
well,
it.
I forgot about your hustling lumber job, which I still don't really understand how it works, but you apparently, you're a middleman for lumber?
Well, not a middleman, more or less, because the first time I got busted for it, that's what I was. But now this time, I don't fuck with no middleman shit.
First time you got busted for what?
Got busted for marijuana again, like I'm a goddamn Pablo Escobar.
You might need to move. Just sounds like they got a problem with pot there.
I know.
You should move here. It's legal.
Man, that one guy in our little hometown that smokes pot seems like he's smoking pot again. Let's go get him.
One thing is going to happen. I said it's real good. I was going to do it the first goddamn time was move out there to Colorado or somewhere. But Colorado is so goddamn expensive. I don't think I can make that happen.
It's probably, yeah, it's probably a little more expensive than where were you? North Carolina? Is that right?
Yeah, out here in Shittsville.
Is that the... Imagine being the mayor of Shittsville.
Hell, what's funny you said that. Hell, my damn whole family's been the mayor of this little Shittsville town, in and out.
Your
their
family's the mayor of the town, and you keep getting arrested every other week?
Yeah, boy, hell, that's the way life is, you know. I guess they're going to have runs to the litter.
So
I guess
hilarious.
I was one of them.
So retarded. Hey, Jeb, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad you're doing all right. I don't know what you just did right there.
I love your glasses, too, Sammy.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate that. Guys, it's been a fun podcast. I feel like we did great. I feel like this is one of the best episodes we've ever had.
The only reason I threw that bottle across the thing is because I just heard recently from our caller, Robert Kelly, that Madrigal is in Austin.
Ah, so when the fox is away, the
I did a gig with him when you were in Vegas. I did a gig with him, and he goes, "Hey, how many podcasts does Sam have?"
Yeah, I don't even know, and I listen to them all.
He goes, I told the guy, "Hey, there's a podcast studio. You can use it whatever you want." I don't think he's been at his house ever since.
Three? Is there three?
There's two.
Tinfoil hat and this?
Tinfoil hat and this, and then I do a rant podcast occasionally where I just rant.
Because I have them all. They all come in, so it seems like there's more.
You know what? I just enjoy talking.
Hey, that's
fine. You're the best. I appreciate everything.
Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, plug your special and tell them how they can get it one last time.
All right. It's called
Guys.
There's no business like show business on CISO or Amazon. Enter promo code ANWAR, my last name, for a free month. I think put the credit card in and then you have to cancel. But check it out. Great comics are on there. Joey Diaz, Doug Stanhope, and I'm really proud of the special, and I hope people check it out.
Brody Stevens as well.
He just taped his. Yep. It's going to be out.
Awesome, man. Such a big fan. Really are one of my favorites to watch. I know I suck your dick every time I see
you
do comedy,
man.
But
for
a guy who loves comedy, I love to laugh. You make me laugh every time I see you. I really appreciate
both
that.
Both you guys. I really appreciate, you know, all the kind words. Because the store, it's not always the nicest place, you know.
Right.
The first
really?
Comedy.
Never
yeah, yeah. You guys were very generous.
Thanks for coming on, and we'll see you guys next week.
Suck it.